This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Total. Sign up today at PrimeSportsbook.com.
Rise and grind, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to get bumpy. Time to attack and dominate. This is Morning Juice with Brandon Beam and Bobby Carpenter.
And here we go on a Monday, attacking and dominating our way to 9 a.m. every single weekday morning right here on The Fan. Brandon Beam, the General Bobby Carpenter, and of course our fearless leader and producer Mark the Shark. General, we have navigated our way through the Easter weekend, past spring break. Here we go, buddy. It's a Monday. Great to see you again. Haven't seen you, it feels like, in 2 years. Good to see Sharky as well. What's going on, man? Good to talk to you.
Oh, it's good to be back, Beam. Energized, refreshed, excited. Cruising along. Had some nice basketball this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And just excited to see you and Shark, man. Get some stories. Cruise was good. Travel went pretty well. I mean, everything
yeah,
was...
Yeah, same.
Pretty good. For as expected, and then got back this weekend, chance to get over to Student Appreciation Day and everything else, catch up, watch some practice and all that. So very fun time, exciting time. Here's we're kind of rounding out spring ball. They're getting ready to close up this semester, and you know most schools are going to be done here about 2 months. So like yep. The summer right on the cusp of it, and starting to feel a little bit of that warm weather, even though it's rainy.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought a hurricane was going to rip through my house last night around 2 o'clock in the morning, but we navigated our way past that. Yeah, our travel was pretty good too. I mean, pretty seamless. Big Dog did a great job on the flight down there. Was a little more restless. He was tired on the way back. Slept basically the entire way down. On the way back, he was tired, but he didn't catch a nap. So he was just kind of squirming around and he was on like the cusp of crying for the entire hour and a half flight, but yeah. We navigated that. We got him some snacks, and then he was good to go. So all in all, a great great spring break that we had. Like you said, we'll share some stories of our travels coming up here over the course of the week. I'm sure we'll get into that, but it was good, man. It's always good to get away for a little bit. It's good to see a bit of Meredith's family. Didn't catch her uncle who was down in South Carolina. He went back to Chicago for his job. I got to hang out with their aunt down there, so that was pretty nice. Got to have a lot of swim time, even though we were having nicer weather up here than we did down there. We found a way to get in the pool, and he was loving it. He was loving it. I mean, he got into the pool last summer, but he was so young. You know, he's not really moving around at all. And this time, like, it was like the most fun I think he's ever had in his life. Like, he was giggling and laughing, and
nice.
He had a sneeze, and his face went right into the water, and he popped up, didn't know what was going on. And then he came up with just a huge, like, huge smile.
There you go.
So it was pretty solid, man. Took a lot of walks, a little play time on the like jungle gyms and on the swings. So pretty solid. Can't complain at all. It was a great time to get away. And then we came back on Thursday night, hung out here Friday, Saturday, and then popped down to a little Easter brunch down in Dayton with her Meredith's brother, my brother-in-law, yesterday, and her entire side of the family. So a busy little weekend. Got the big dog. He was fine. We set him in the trunk on the way back, so I didn't hear the...
Oh, there you go.
So, and he laid down the entire time too, which was a really good situation. So, like I said, man, all in all, a really, really good time. What about you? Okay, have a nice Easter Sunday.
Yeah, we had a good Easter Sunday. Went to brunch down one of my wife's like best friends growing up. They lived down the street, so my in laws were up. They were there, and then went back to our house. Had my parents, my uncle come up and enjoyed that. Watching a little basketball. I got some work done. I put a little Tonto cover on the back of my dad's truck that I got to put one on mine now. And then changing out, I've had probably for the last, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, I've had a new bumper for my Jeep that's been sitting in the garage. So I got that replaced and changed on over. So feeling pretty good as the warm weather's beginning to sit in here, that got some stuff done around the house and ready to rock, dude.
Good, man. Can't complain. Yeah, I can't either. So we got an awesome show lined up for you here this morning. The Final Four is set. We'll get into that coming up here in our next segment. Ohio State, by the way, beat two of the teams in the Final Four, which is crazy to say. But you beat Purdue and you beat Alabama. Didn't have the shot against UConn. Also did not have the shot against NC State. They're the best storyline of the tournament going so far. We'll break that down coming up here in the next segment. Bill Benner of the Sporting News, he's going to join us coming up here at 6:35 this morning. Going to break down the Final Four with him. Also talk most interesting spring ball storylines from across the country with Bill Bender of the Sporting News here in about a half hour's time. 7:20, a little bit later on this morning, Bob McGilligan, Jackets play-by-play man. He's going to join the program. We'll talk some CBJ with him. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Rowe. He was over at the Woody for Student Appreciation Day this past weekend. Also over there for spring ball. We'll pick Spence's brain. What's catching his eye the most here in about an hour and a half. And then Joshua Perry, he's going to round out the program with us as he does every single Monday, coming up here around 8:35 a little bit later on. Before we get into anything else today, it is Monday, April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024. Time for Today in History.
Time to get smarter. Morning Juice presents Today in History. Here's your professor, Bobby Carpenter.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, Baseball Bob, what do you got lined up for us on this big Monday, April 1st?
Well, to my knowledge, all of these are true. Not throwing any April Fools out here.
Not for us. We're going to try to stay away from the April Fools headlines.
Be aware of any hijinks, babe. Mm-hmm.
Looking fun and drama.
It is Monday, April 1st, the 92nd day of the year. 274 days remaining in this 2024. This date, 1865, troops led by General Sheridan from Ohio decisively defeat the rebel troops led by George Pickett. Cutting off the supply lines during the siege of Petersburg as the war is turning and closing in on the Confederates. 1876, first official National League baseball game. Boston defeats Phillies 6-5.
Banger.
Oh, it's a nice little high-scoring game for you. This is 1938. The Baseball Hall of Fame opens in Cooperstown. Shark, do you find it ironic that it opened on April Fool's?
I guess, Bob.
Have you ever been up there, Sharky?
Yeah.
How is he it? Has.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Went up to Pickett like to get Barry Bonds in.
Like the Mecca up there.
Oh, fantastic there.
Kiss the ground you're walking on.
That's beautiful. This day, 1954, Dwight D. Eisenhower authorizes the creation of the Air Force Academy.
Oh, boy.
Our boy Schlegs.
Yeah. Many years later, Anthony Schlegel would walk through those doors and the place would never be the same.
Absolutely. This date, 1972, Major League Baseball players have their first collective strike. So, looking at that, a little over 50 years ago today. And then, this date, 50 years ago exactly, Hooked on a Feeling hits number one. Shark, we got that.
Which version?
By Blue Suede.
Okay.
There we go. Then this date, 1976, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne found Apple. So almost 50 years ago today, 48 years to be exact. And this date, 1985, David Lee Roth. Oh, there we go.
Oh, this isn't the right version, though.
Well,
because the Blue Suede starts out with Ooga Chaga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaga.
Oh, yes.
Like a scene from Finding Nemo.
This is from... can't think of his name. B.J. Thomas.
Okay.
He had it originally and then...
Blue Suede covered it?
Yeah.
I like the Blue Suede cover version. Yeah. That's pretty nice. They play that in Guardians of the Galaxy, Beam.
Of course they do.
Cruising around.
They play everything in there.
And then David Lee Roth officially leaves Van Halen on this date, 1985. Unfortunately, man, wearing those tights, licking the microphone up there, just feeling good about life. Absolutely. And then 20 years ago, Google launches Gmail, Beam. How about that? 2004, taking off. Some birthdays today. Don Hasselbeck turning 69.
In relation to Matt?
Father of Matt and Tim. Right. Played with my dad in New York. He was a tight end for a number of years up there. Mark Jackson, longtime NBAer and coach, briefly for the Warriors prior to Kerr. And it took him off the call this year with him and... Jeff Van Gundy both got bounced. Was that ESPN? Yeah.
Where's Mark Jackson working at now? Is he anywhere?
I don't know if he's anywhere.
I don't know where he is.
Oh.
I don't think he's anywhere right now.
I thought he did a nice job.
I enjoyed Mark Jackson. Yeah. Him and Van Gundy was fun because they that player-coach relationship because Mark played for him. But turning 59. Sean Taylor, former Miami Hurricanes safety, Washington Redskin as well. Born on this date, 1983, would have been 41, unfortunately passed away, murdered in his home in 2007. Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum turning, oh goodness, what would she be, 38? Brooke and Robin Lopez.
Ooh.
Yeah, how about that? Both turning 36 today. Logan Paul, Beam.
Your guy.
Can't wait to watch his brother Jake get destroyed by Mike Tyson.
Bounced off a canvas.
I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a nice one.
I might resubscribe to Netflix. I've had a lot of time to think and do some inner reflecting over the my course of PTO over the last couple of days. I might have to buy that.
Yeah, we just started watching this pretty good, like, documentary-style deal on Moses. One of our friends was telling us about it.
They had cameras back then?
Well, it's kind of like a bio.
Okay.
Pick-esque, but it's shot like it feels like you're watching like a History Channel National Geographic deal, and it's interesting because he appears in obviously like the Torah, but then also in the Quran, like in how it's just a look across like a historical perspective of it. It's pretty interesting and unique. Some things that I was finding
What's it called? Do you know?
We were watching it last night. I don't know. What Courtney put it on as always, fell asleep, and then I'm the one that's forced to stay awake to watch it because it's a 3-part series. But yeah, then we got Logan Paul's
Testament,
birthday.
The story.
Yeah. Sorry. There you go.
All right.
Turning 29. And then this date, 40 years ago today, losing Marvin Gaye, one of the great singers you're going to find out there. Very entertaining. Some holidays observances. It's April Fool's Day. It is Boomer Bonus Day. Not sure what that means. Why that's
Shark,
the case.
You better watch out for your paycheck.
Exactly.
You get a bonus in your paycheck.
There you go. Monday after Easter Monday, Fossil Fuels Day, International Fun at Work Day. How about that, Beam?
Fun and drama. Get ready for it. 3 hours, pal.
International Tatting Day. I don't know if that's getting tattooed or what. Librarian Snapshot Day. Miles Day. National Fun Day. Jumping Muddy Puddles Day. National Love for Our Children Day, Bean. How about that? Good. National Sourdough Bread Day, Trombone Players Day, Peeps Day, Reading is Funny Day, Tater Day, and U.S. Air Force Academy
Day. Precious.
I love it. And those are your historical events, your birthdays, your passings, your holidays, observances for this date. Monday, April 1st, the 92nd day of the year, with a mere 274 days remaining in this 2024.
Very well done on that, General, as always. Where are you guys at in Peeps? Where do you stand on the whole on the Peeps drama? You like the Peep? Don't like the Peep?
I'm not like anti-Peep, but Peeps are not something that I overly enjoy.
That's how I am. I don't love them, and I don't understand the hate for them. They are what they are. Shark, do you like a Peep?
Hate them.
Okay. Well,
do you like marshmallows?
Not really. Okay. If they're roasted on an open fire, yes.
You can roast a Peep.
You can.
You probably could. I just, not into the marshmallows. Right,
that's fine. Two guys don't really have any feelings about it. Shark hates it. What else is new? That's about par for the course. Your final four is set. We'll do that coming up next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and a happy Monday to you. A couple issues out there that we're watching. The first one, a crash on 315 southbound just beyond King Avenue, where there are lane closures. Also on I-71 southbound just beyond 11th Avenue. Expect lane closures because of a crash. We're also watching high water situations. The first one out in Dublin. Riverside Drive is closed in both directions, stretching between John Shields Parkway and Emerald Parkway as crews work to clear out high water. And on I-71 just south of Polaris, we're watching lane closures in both the north and southbound lanes as crews work to clear out high water over there. Again, on I-71 north and southbound as well. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Rob Manfred's least favorite radio show. This is Morning Juice.
Oh, the sports calendar is loaded. And FanDuel's making it even more exciting to get into the action. That's because right now, new customers, you're going to get $200 in bonus bets With any winning $5 bet, that's 200 smackaroos. Use the bet the tourney, MLB, NBA, NHL, got PGA Tour, got the Masters coming up here in a couple of weeks. Tennis even, you want to sprinkle some action. We got all kinds of good stock, soccer too going on. Crew Champions Cup game tomorrow, first leg against Tigres. So then, of course, you've got MLS going on, Champions League, cross the pond action, all kinds of stuff in there for you to get in on.
College hoops even, if you want to get in on something here this weekend. So there's $200 you can use to bet. Like you said, all of that, Beam, it's all out there for you. Fan, just visit FanDuel.com/juice to make your first bet a big win. Mm-hmm. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 and older in present Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now drawable bonus bets. They expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Travel went well for you, he said?
Yeah, it was very good, to tell you the truth. We left on Sunday. It was a long week. We had Olivia Rodrigo Friday night, Tim McGraw Saturday night.
Flew out. Olivia?
She was good. Very good. Very entertaining. Tim McGraw, you know what? That was Courtney and I's first concert 20 years ago, and it felt like he's kind of mailing it in now. I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I played in front of hundreds of thousands of people for a living, millions on TV. I watched film and all this stuff. I've watched a lot of concerts in my life across the spectrum, and I've watched people that I can tell are engaged in what they're doing. I've watched people who I feel like, you know what? Dude, you're going out there and you're going through the motions.
Yeah.
All right? Senior. Exactly. Waiting for that. Like, you're a veteran guy. Set an example for everybody. No, you're going to go out there and go through the motions. And it was okay.
Yeah.
But it felt like, hey, it's another show, it's another night, and we're just kind of cruising through.
Another city.
Yeah, another city, and like, it's cool, man. That if you can put your head on the pillow at night for people that, you got to understand that every concert is a unique experience for the people that are there. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's hard to remember. These guys crank through it, and they go put on a lot of shows, but it's not cheap to go to them, and people spend a ton of cash, and they expect the best performance you can give on that given day. Now, sometimes you're sick, I get it, stuff happens, but I mean, by all accounts, he was healthy. Things looked good. And just, it wasn't bad. Just didn't really give a lot of energy and effort, Bean.
The standard is the standard.
Standard is the standard. And it wasn't there. It wasn't a winning. It wasn't a winning performance. Didn't go out there and lose it. You know, you weren't terrible.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a winning performance. It was tough. Just that. It was nondescript.
Especially coming off the Olivia Rodrigo concert, too. Like, that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, Shea Lodger. She's young. I mean, she hadn't been doing this for a long time. And so, yeah, it's a big deal. But it was pretty solid. And then like the travel, I said, we flew down on Sunday.
Yep.
Everything went well. Left about, you know, six. We booked our flights late. There's issue. There was reasoning for that. Not on my end. Not very excited about it. But we ended up getting down there. Left at like 7. Had a layover in Charlotte for a couple hours. You know, watched some hoops in there. We got to go. Went to the lounge. A lounge there was good. Food was good. Kids hung out. We didn't land until about 1 o'clock, got our bags.
That's tough.
Got to the hotel, slept, woke up, went to a little first watch, had some breakfast right by the hotel. It was good. Got on the boat. Everything went good. Had a good time. On Friday when we were flying back, I didn't want to get a flight too close to our departure time. And a lot of them don't have any directs anymore on American. It stinks. They've cut a couple on Southwest. The timing was okay. We had six people. I didn't really want to get in a situation. If something happened while we were coming in that we would have not been able to make our flight and would have been, you know, a little hectic trying to get to the airport. Yep. So booked it like 4. So we sat in the airport for about 6 hours before we took off. Nice. Kids were good. Had a little bit of a delay on our layover, but it gave us a chance to watch some of the hoops games, have some food. Got back about 9:45, 9:50 landed. Got everybody packed up and got to the house. So
okay.
It was a success. Yeah, there wasn't any like crazy meltdowns, other than the fact that Courtney thought she lost her credit card at the Lauderdale airport, and then later found it in her bra strap, which was
pretty nice for her.
Well,
you found it.
Yeah, I said, good for you. She like, walked around, talked to one of the cops that was in the airport in Lauderdale, was literally asleep. She goes, I sat down, he had sunglasses sitting there. I said hello. I waved my hand in front of his face.
The Weekend at Bernie situation?
100%. And he's like, he was an older guy. And then like one of his buddies came up, another police officer from there, and started laughing about it. I'm like, I guess it's fine.
Gerald's sleeping.
As long as you guys are cool with that. But yeah, she was going to talk to them, and talking to one of the guys, the guy just canceled it. You're not finding it here. And if you did, if someone else found it, they probably aren't
you're
turning
smoked.
It in. Yeah. But thankfully, she never really lost it. It was on her person.
All right.
So that was solid. Went pretty well. But yeah, it was a good time. Travel was good. And for it being one of the busiest travel days of the year, I guess the 4th and the 5th are supposed to be the two other biggest travel days nationwide.
Yeah.
A lot of people right on spring break this week, coming back, Easter weekend. You know, have time off before that, wrapping it all around. So Thursday, Friday, going to probably be a nice, robust time if you're going to be out there. So just have some drinks, lock in, and be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Our travel's good. We flew out of Rickenbacker, which was super easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was world class, I thought. So that was pretty good. And then on the way back, we flew into Savannah Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm.
And then Savannah Hilton Head was packed when we were leaving because everybody, you know, leaving vacation and coming back. But they did a super nice job, like people at the security gates and people at the airline, like front counters. Like, I mean, we cruised through everything. Which,
that's key, man.
Yeah, it was good. And everybody was very like on their A game. And I mean, from tip to finish, from us getting to the airport at Savannah Hilton Head, it probably took us 20 minutes to wait in the line to check our bags, like car seat, everything, check the bag, get through there, and then get through security.
The one negative piece, we went to check our bags. You can't, and I don't know when they put this rule into place where you can only check bags 4 hours before your flight now.
Yeah.
I don't know when that went in, because when I would fly out, there was some times I'd check, and when I was flying, you know, to Bristol and New York on a regular basis, I would take a flight at 4:15, I think it was 4:11 technically. And I'd get off the show at 3. So by the time I'd get there, usually they don't let you check bags within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I would always have time anyway. So I went over and checked something at like 10 o'clock before I did the show.
Yeah.
9:45.
And then I'll come back later and just have me.
Bob's like, you can't do that. I'm like, well, I did. And I walked away and checked it. And they go, you checking in? I'm like, yeah. And it was good. I got all my stuff and then came back. But they wouldn't let us check those. We had 2 hours until the 4 hour window was up.
Did you have like a bar or restaurant that you could go to before
outside?
Yeah.
No
okay.
Dice.
Right.
Here's the key. Go outside. Those guys are working on commissions, Beam.
Yeah.
They'll take tips. And lovely gentleman out there. And what flight are you going? Maybe slid him some cash and didn't even ask questions about it and took all three bags.
There you go.
And it was a win for everybody.
Good. You settled everything right there.
Yeah. So that was a win. And it was all good. So, yes, pretty excited about all that.
Your final four is set. You've got Zach Edey and Purdue against DJ Burns and NC State, which is the matchup that the world needs. And then on the other side, you have UConn, who looks like a Death Star, against Alabama, who's had a really nice tournament run. Like, that is going to be the DJ Burns-Zach Edey storyline is going to be the one for me to watch all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
League.
It'll be interesting. How tall is Burns? I mean, I feel like he's like 6'8". But
he's got to be taller than that, but he's so big. He's so robust. 6'9".
Is he 6'9"? Yeah. It'll be interesting.
I mean, Zach Edey's
7'4". Yeah,
so.
He looks like me playing with my kids out there. He played really well.
Well, they also gave him 1,000 free throws yesterday.
Dude, they were fouling the heck out of him. Yeah. They were fouling the whole time, and usually they just don't call it.
Yeah.
I know that everybody's upset. I'm like, dude, they're trying to inbound it. I'm watching a guy wrap his arms around his waist.
Can't do it.
And they didn't even call that one. And so everybody was getting upset, and I know that Barnes, the head coach? Yeah, for Tennessee. I mean, he's over there furious. I'm like, buddy, your guys are fouling him every time.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that to your boy Connect out there, he'd be laying on the ground.
Yeah.
He'd be crying just because he's 7'4". Like, nobody, that's not an excuse to foul people just because you're giving up significant height. And I thought it was good. Connect and him going back and forth.
It was fun.
Phenomenal.
It was a fun game.
It was a great game. The NC State game, Duke. I mean, Duke went up. NC State comes roaring back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wild, and then they kind of
scored by what, something like 18 points the second half at one point before they got tightened down a little bit. But then, I mean, later in the second half, it was never really in jeopardy of Duke making a run to get back in it.
Yeah, I mean, they were able to pour it on and little ACC tilt there. It was fun.
And then UConn looking like
UConn destroyed Illinois. I'm watching that thing. I'm like, well, I'm going to go do something else right now because it's like 20 points.
But they had 2 points in the first like 8 minutes of the second half. It's like, yeah, that game, that's about over. It was a fun first 20 minutes, though. It's like, all right, maybe Illinois is going to do it. And then All of a sudden, their pumpkin came to an end. Bill Bender, the Sporting News, he's going to join the program. We're going to break down the most interesting spring ball storylines around the country with him next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we are watching multiple situations. The first one, a crash on I-71 southbound just beyond 11th Avenue. Expect lane closures over there. And on 315 southbound just beyond King Avenue going southbound, there is a crash that has some lanes closed. We're also seeing a couple high water situations. One of them out in Dublin off of Riverside Drive. Both directions shut down between John Shields Parkway and Emerald Parkway. And on I-71 near Polaris, this is just south of Polaris, watch for high water in the north and southbound lanes. In the 10TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Steger.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Beamer and Shark love baseball. Bobby wants to murder Rob Manfred with his bare hands. See? A little something for everyone. This is Morning Juice.
Here's along here. A little Monday edition of the program. Ready to be Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Right now, we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check with our good friend of the Sporting News. He is Bill Bender. Bill, thanks for the time, as always. Before we jump into some football, into some spring ball talk, Final Four is set. On one side of the bracket, you have Alabama taking on the Death Star that is looking to be known as the UConn Huskies. And then you've got, I think, the matchup what everybody is looking forward to in America, DJ Burns against Zach Edey. Should be a fun little Final Four that we got coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, it will be. And obviously, great matchups. Like you said, NC State and the Cinderella story, what they've been able to accomplish is amazing. Purdue and Zach Edey, I mean, it's a throwback, right? I mean, he's averaging 32 points, 16 rebounds in the tournament. That's to the Elvin Hayes and Bill Walton and those type days where you have a center that can't stop. UConn is amazing. They went on a 30-0 run. I still haven't wrapped my mind around that, and I think they're going to be the team to beat. And it's going to be tough even for a school like Alabama with Mark Sears and what he's been able to do to beat UConn. So I think we're going to get UConn and Purdue on Monday night.
I think that'd be a matchup the world would like to see. Do you feel like there's a team? I mean, NC State, yeah, they're an 11 seed. They're an underdog, but, you know, they're from the ACC. So it's not like there's some small school, you know, that had kind of crept their way into it. They did take down, obviously, the Duke Blue Devils and, you know, everything that they are, and love them or hate them, but they're obviously a huge iconic brand in college basketball. Does it feel like there's a team that has kind of grabbed the rooting interest of the nation as you're watching this?
Well, it has to be NC State. I mean, I was 4 years old when they won in 1983, so I don't really remember and appreciate what Jim Valvano did against Houston, although that is my favorite 30 for 30 by far. I love watching that one. And it's very interesting how they've been able to do this because, Bobby, there's no metric for what they're doing. They are limiting teams to less three-point shooting and scoring a little bit more than they did, and they've won 9 straight games. And you go back to just the string of games where, I mean, I watched them play Marquette and Duke this weekend, and there was never a thought to, hey, Marquette's going to win. So NC State played so well, and DJ Burns is one of those stories, the way that he plays, you know, obviously being 260 pounds, 6'9", easy to root for, and it's going to be fun to see what he can do up against Zach Edey, who, by the way, gets fouled every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, rightfully so, and they call it. I mean, we're used to seeing that in the Big Ten with watching him, and I know they had their quick exit out of the tournament last year, and that's a thing that they have pinned, and now they're heading to the Final Four, I believe, for the first time since 1980. But it's like, yeah, we're used to watching those fouls being called on Zach Edey because, yes, it's frustrating, but, yes, also from the same point of the refs, like, yeah, he's getting fouled, and they should probably blow their whistle.
That's just it. You saw a lot of complaining from Tennessee fans on social media yesterday, but I mean, from what I saw, yes, that's a foul. He demands that kind of attention. He was able to knock down the free throws. I mean, Purdue's game plan's pretty simple. If they get it to Edey, who's 7'4" and taller than everybody else, if he's covered, he pitches it out. And if they knock down 40% of their threes, they'll have a chance against UConn. But then again, UConn has Klingon and one of the best starting fives we've seen in college basketball in a long time.
I mean, can Bama get out and run enough on them to be able to score? I know UConn's defense is fantastic. Do you think it's kind of a contrast in styles a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They're gonna run, and they're going to try to score, obviously, and they're going to take their shots. Alabama doesn't slow down for anybody, but, you know, it's one of those things where they need – the Huskies have only given up more than 75 points five times this year, and they're 3-2 in those games. So if I'm Alabama, I'm running. I'm taking my shots. I'm hoping the threes fall like they did in the second half. It pains me in some ways to see Mark Sears, the Ohio University transfer, doing what he's doing at Alabama. I'm obviously happy for him, but I was like, hey, he could have done that in the last 2 years at Ohio University. They'd be in the tournament. But yeah, Grant Nelson's got to have a huge game up front. And like I said, this UConn just has that switch. And I think Tristan Newton is that switch because he's able to conduct the game. He rebounds, he gets assists, he scores, and he just facilitates everything else. Whenever UConn has a good point guard. I mean, we've seen this movie five times.
Yeah, we certainly have. And we saw what happened when Kemba Walker took them right through a Big East championship all the way to an NCAA title. He is Bill Winter, the Sporting News, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. Bill, switch gears to college football a little bit. 30,000-foot view of the entire sport of college football. Most interesting storylines around the country for spring ball to you or what?
Well, I mean, obviously Ohio State had Student Appreciation Day, and there is a loaded roster. You talk to people around Ohio State and talk to people around Georgia. Those are probably going to be 1 and 2 in the preseason polls. But, you know, Texas is going to be in that conversation. The loaded rosters that all three of those teams have, I mean, those are – I guess my 30,000-foot question is, who's built to win a 12-team playoff? Who has the roster to do it? Who can go out there and win 3 or 4 games like you have to do in the NFL playoffs? And I think that comes down to roster depth. And Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, they have it. Who else can get in that discussion? I guess that's my big question.
You know, the one interesting thing for Ohio State is I think they have this loaded roster. You know, the offensive line, maybe to a degree on the right side, but really it's the quarterback. And you have, you know, Will Howard, who's played a ton of football, not here at Kansas State, but been successful. Devin Brown, who's, you know, kind of the heir apparent slash incumbent-ish after, you know, being able to play in the bowl game for a minute. But then you have a couple of, you know, younger guys, especially, you know, when you look at Julian Sayin, Aaron Nolan. And I mean, in your mind, if there's something that's even between a veteran guy who's maybe won a lot and a young guy, Coach Trussell used to always say, you know, you lean with the young guy once it gets even. But if you feel like you have a roster that's ready to win now, Bill, do you still have that same philosophy, or do you go with the veteran guy at this point, knowing that, hey, this is probably a one-year run to see what you can do?
Well, that's the thing. Will Howard will have to separate himself if he wants that starting job. In the fall camp, he has the advantage of being the veteran, being the guy that's played in a Big 12 championship game. But like you said, the fascination, particularly with Julian Sayin, I've noticed that's continuing to grow because of the skill set and those kind of things. You have to be pretty remarkable to play as a freshman at Ohio State. I think, you know, you're talking about Terrell Pryor. He was a five-star guy. Braxton Miller played early. But that's the thing. He'll have to, like Coach Trussell said, that's a great point. If a Julian Sayin or an Aaron Nolan can close the gap and make that a true competition, it'll become one. And you got to wonder after spring ball with five guys in that quarterback room, will one of them transfer? I mean, that's an easy question to ask because there's only one football, and when you have five quarterbacks, all those guys want to play.
Hey, Bill, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for waking up with us this morning. Have a great week, buddy. Enjoy spring ball. Enjoy the Final Four, and let's recap back here on Monday and preview a title game, all right?
Hey, I'm going to Top Golf this morning if it doesn't rain. I'm going to enjoy that, too. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great week.
Don't break your five iron again. There he goes, our good friend Bill Bender of the Sporting News with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Some NFL owners actually listen to what their players have to say to them. Do that in Quick Hitters coming up next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday. Right now we're watching multiple areas where there are high water situations. First, Riverside Drive is shut down in both directions between John Shields Parkway and Emerald Parkway out in the Dublin area as crews work to clear out high water over there. Also on I-71 just south of Polaris, we're watching crews work to clear out water in the northbound lanes of 71 this morning, and out in the Gahanna area at Stelzer and Johnstown Road, there are crews over there working to clear out high water as well. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stout.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If this show made a scented candle, it would smell like bad coffee, unwashed jockstrap, and grass clippings.
I wasn't sure how you take your coffee.
You're listening to Morning Juice.
So, mouth or enema?
Spring, it feels like it's here. You want to get outside, you want to be healthy, you want to get moving around. Well, my friends at Affinity Whole Health, the leader in the testosterone hormone replacement therapy industry, let them help you out. Been a patient up there for 6 years. They've been doing a fantastic job. They've helped my members, my family, friends, everybody. They're fantastic because with Affinity, you get everything. You get dedicated patient care coordinators, Allie and Jamie. They're fantastic. They'll help you out. They're available for scheduling, placing orders, answer all your questions. Affinity, they ship fast. There's never a delay in your orders. They're going to get them to you, get them right to your house. So you don't have to go to the office for your treatments. You can ask about combining a TRT program with peptides or semaglutide for weight loss. I just threw in some peptides with mine about 6 months ago, and it's been really working great. They're going to tailor a program directly to your needs. So get started at feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com, and tell them I sent you.
Morning Juice presents Quick Hitters.
Sharky. Sponsored by NBC4. Watch Columbus's number one name in morning news, NBC4 Today.
You know what? That's new to me.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't there the last time I was in this seat. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, boys. It's so good to have you back. You know, in the recent annual survey of NFL players, the New Orleans Saints received an F, a grade of F, for their food services / cafeteria. Must have been embarrassing because Saints ownership is now making changes. Gail Benson has moved training camp this summer to Cal Irvine due to construction of the new cafeteria. Now, the team claims that it's not due to the survey, that they've been planning on upgrading the cafeteria all along. Either way, Bobby, it is nice to know that the players do have a voice.
Well, I mean, this is not stuff that's hidden among the NFL in circles. Like, everybody knows who's good and who's bad, whose facilities are good, who actually seems to care about their players. This was probably in the works just because it becomes hard to attract free agents at some point. Because guys will go other places for equal and sometimes less dollars just because the playing experience isn't going to be good. So it's good to see that they're doing this after all these years. They had some older facilities. They upgrade them. There you go. You get what you need. And hopefully these surveys, when they become public, they can shame some of the owners into doing something right.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like the Saints have always done a good job kind of with their ownership group, right? They're unique because don't they own the Pelicans as well?
Yeah.
So they kind of share some facilities and all kinds of different stuff. But good on NFL owners for actually listening to their surveys. But don't you worry, that was planned all along. It may have expedited the process for them getting a better cafeteria. Yeah. I'm sure that they had their feet held to the fire and said, you know what, maybe instead of a couple of years of plodding along and doing other renovations, we're going to do this to make sure that we don't lose out on some free agents. So good job out of the Saints.
I like all the free ice cream you can eat in the cafeteria. That's number one on my list.
What if
like going on a cruise?
Is that what you want the Browns to have? Do you think their performance would be improved by that, Shark?
Yes. ice cream has a lot of qualities. There's some dairy in it. There's some protein in it if you put nuts on it. Offensive linemen need that added girth, Bob. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Ice cream's an asset.
So they can waddle around out there and not block their guys.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question here, Shark. In our plan to keep you from retiring next July, if we got a soft serve ice cream machine here in this building,
the answer is
for
no,
you man. To use whenever you wanted to, would that keep you through another football season?
I'm not trying to put on weight. No, okay. I'm talking about for the football team.
All right.
Of all the things that could go wrong in an NCAA tournament game, court dimensions would rank somewhere near the bottom, but it happened in Portland for one of the women's regionals. NC State beat Texas yesterday in the regional final, but the NCAA confirmed that the three-point lines were not created equal. They were not the same distances at both ends of the court. One was shorter than standard. The coaches were notified and given several options, including remeasuring and retaping the three-point line. But in the end, Beamer, they agreed to just go ahead and play on the faulty court.
Well, it's going to be equal for both teams, right? 20 minutes shooting on that, 20 minutes not shooting on it. So both teams got together and said, eh, who cares? It's crazy to me that, I mean, you can have an Elite Eight NCAA tournament game and the three-point lines aren't going to be equal. NC State ended up clipping Texas in that game 76-66, which means we have a unique situation on our hands because you have NC State both in the Final Four on the men's and women's side, and UConn with an opportunity to do that as well, which I think is fascinating. They play USC tonight around 9 o'clock, so we'll see if the Huskies can get two teams in as well. But, yeah, again, crazy to me that the NCAA cannot measure the three-point line correctly.
So that was in Portland?
Yeah.
Those hippies up there, I mean, we get their get their hemp necklaces on.
Hey, Jay Burson would never let that happen. No.
Honestly, who is the person, they say, taping it off? Like, where are they going to put some duct tape down like we would back
in the
day? I
thought all these floors, too, were just, I mean, pieces like, that you piece together like a big Lego puzzle. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying, like, when they said they could retape it.
They said it would take about an hour, and of course, you know, TV's waiting to broadcast the game.
Well, the players, like, they're on a schedule of when they're going to warm up and do everything. They've eaten before, like, you're going to take another hour to wait? I mean, this was the best viable option that was available.
Yeah.
But how in the heck is this the case at a regional final? Like, what are you doing? People, Beam.
I don't know.
It's people.
Nobody has pride in their jobs anymore.
I don't even know.
Nobody takes pride in their job. They just go out there and mail it in.
I don't know if you can even blame the NCAA for this one.
No, it's whoever was running the courts.
Whoever was smoking,
I mean, Portland,
chewing on that hemp.
Mm.
God, Portland, they should be banned.
You do your job just fine having all of those things in your body. You know?
I make a lot of mistakes, though, Bean.
You do. You forgot to tell me about some of the reads and stuff last segment.
I told you twice, Bomb. When the Dallas Cowboys released Ezekiel Elliott last spring, there were no bitter words, no hard feelings expressed, no bridges burned, which is good because after spending a season in New England, Zeke could be going back to Big D. No deal has been reached, but both sides are open to it. And Bob, Zeke, this is hard to believe, he's still only 28 years old, had 955 total yards last season for the Patriots with five touchdowns.
He had a pretty good season.
Good
fairly productive in what they asked him to do. He's not the home run hitter he once was. But this will be his, what, eighth season, I think?
I think nine. I think he was in Dallas 7 years, one in New England.
You're right. So, this will be nine. And he's only 28. He's a young man. There's still a little bit of tread left on the tires. I mean, Dallas, they've gotten rid of everybody. They're all in with nothing.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, Jerry. We're going all in.
With what?
Well,
They flamed out against the Packers in the divisional round last year.
10-2 off-suited. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going all in, and then we're going to tell Dak you're done after you can't get it done, and probably Mike, too, which is good on Mike.
He's always got to have a scapegoat.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have opportunities for multiple here. We'll see what they ultimately do, but I think this would be a nice little matchup. Bring some leadership back to the locker room. And Zeke loves football, man. He practices hard. He's a great guy to have on the team.
Yeah, absolutely. If he wants to reconvene down there in Dallas, I'm sure that they would love to have him. And the number that you're going to get him, too, like you're not going to break the bank for him. And if he wants to go back down there to Dallas, then it'll be all good. So hopefully that happens for them if both sides want to do that. Ryan Day provided an update on the running backs coach search at Ohio State. We'll do that in the re-rack coming up next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and happy Monday to you. Right now, a couple spots where we're watching high water situations and road closures. The first one out in Dublin, Riverside Drive, shut down in both directions between Emerald Parkway and John Shields Parkway as crews work to clear out high water. Same situation over in Gahanna this morning at Johnstown Road and Stelzer Road. There is high water over there. Crews are working to clear out. And on I-71, watch for crews just south of Polaris working to clear out high water from overnight. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Sagerwald.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You know,
Bobby played football for Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. Beamer played football for a drunk named Joe who worked at the gas station. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Hour number two of the program for us on a Monday. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark coming up here 7:20 this morning. Bobby Mack, play-by-play man of your Columbus Blue Jackets. He's going to join the program. Talks a little CBJ with him. Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row. He's going to join us at 7:35. We'll talk to Buckeyes with Spence here in about 30 minutes, and then Joshua Perry, he's going to round out the program with us around 8:35 coming up here a little bit later on this morning.
Keeping you informed about what's trending this morning, it's time for a little re-rack on Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Billiards Plus, your destination for top-of-the-line grills with up to 30-year warranties. Billiards Plus on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin.
Well, a little baseball weekend in the state of Ohio. Both teams winning their opening series. Guards lost yesterday out in Oakland, but they did clip off 3 of 4. They're in Seattle tonight to take on the Mariners. Reds with quite the dramatic victory yesterday. 6-5. Well, back-to-back home runs, walk-off for the Cincinnati Redlegs.
Yeah.
Gets you down 6-5. How about that?
That sounds pretty good to me. I like a good little Reds walk-off. Better than the alternative being getting walked off on.
How do you think Daryl down there on the Ohio River was feeling after that one?
If he survived through the whole game, probably pretty good.
I need to go. It's on my bucket list now to go have. What's Daryl's drink of choice?
He's drinking some form of beer. I'm not sure. Right. Lots of them.
Like if I bring, a case of ice or maybe a couple?
Yeah, a case. I mean, okay. I think if it's just a single header, probably. Yeah, double header, you might need a 12-er.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make sure that they're not going into doubles. But yeah, it's extra innings. Yeah, you go into extra innings. I mean, that's. Be a little rough, but yeah, a pair and a spare beam. I think that would get you there.
They're at the Phillies tonight. Coming up, Jackets at home against the Avs, 7 o'clock, 6:30 coverage for us. We'll begin on the Fan. Final Four is set. You get Bama and UConn coming up here on Saturday, and then NC State and Purdue, the other leg of that. Basketball is really good. It was fun this past weekend. I mean, again, UConn going on a 30-0 kind of blitzkrieg of the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Felt okay as an Illinois fan heading into halftime, and then all of a sudden, you didn't feel very good about yourselves at all. Like, that's what they can do. Bama likes to run and gun. We'll see how they match up against UConn. Nobody's been able to do it for the better part of the last two NCAA tournaments against UConn.
Been a wrecking ball, man.
Yeah, they have. They look really good. And then DJ Burns against Zach Edey, that should be a tremendous matchup with the winner obviously heading to a trip to the title game on Monday evening. So, like, that'll be pretty good. I heard this from Zach Edey, who, I mean, just... You know, he's 7'4", and credit to Matt Painter and credit to Zach Edey, like coming into the Big Ten in his freshman year, like it was tough, and it's kind of been tough going for him his first couple of years. And then last year he turned into a really, really good player, and this year again he's obviously the same good player. But here was Zach Edey yesterday, and kind of a shot at old Ricky Barnes down there at Tennessee, and not really a shot, just here's what he had to say.
There were so many coaches that looked over me. Like, you could name a program, I could name a coach that looked over me. The Tennessee, Rick Barnes is a great coach, but he was in a bunch of our practice, looked over me. Like, it's kind of been the story of my life. People have doubted me. People look past me and can't do that anymore.
You're 7'4". You went to IMG Academy. I'm not sure how many people are looking past you. They noticed you, but he was a raw prospect coming out. And a lot of credit to him because his game has hit another level here in this recent stretch that Purdue's been on.
He's been... You saw what he did last year. He comes back for another season. I'm really happy for him. My one son is, you know, Cullen. He's the anti-hero in the house. He started cheering for Tennessee. I'm like, dude, the Big Ten, they got to get a team in here.
Yeah.
All right. I can't see two SEC teams playing in the Final Four. That's too much for me. So you get a Big Ten team in. I feel for Purdue last year. I mean, they were a one seed.
Yeah, they were the they were the butt of everyone's jokes.
Butt of everyone's joke. And so, you know, now they finally at least get to this Final Four. I think they have an advantageous matchup, should probably make it through. I don't know if they can beat UConn, but at least it's going to give Zach Edey an attempt to kind of right some of those wrongs. And, you know, is he overlooked? Well, he probably wasn't for a lot of people. There's a day where being 7-4 was fantastic in basketball. Now,
can you shoot threes if you're 7-4?
Are you almost too, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're almost too tall. Like, the game has changed. Yeah. It's a little bit different. The alley's changed, Beam. You know, you want to be a cat that, you know, a nice house cat where people bring you milk on the saucer. No, now you're out there scrapping, digging through dumpsters. You got to do whatever it takes. And so 7-4, you have to have a unique coach. And Painter is that guy at Purdue. You know, they've essentially, you know, built their program about having around having a big dude in the middle, and no one else plays like that, but we will. We'll get them. We'll develop them. They may not play for a year or two, but get 2 or 3 years out of them. They'll be pretty darn good. And if we can build guards around it and get another athletic big where we can kind of do some stuff, then, yeah, you're going to have some opportunities and some things to do to play well. And I give him credit for it.
Yeah, I do too. So you got Purdue and NC State coming up, which I'll be very excited to watch him and DJ Burns battle that out. Ryan Day had some media availability after Student Appreciation Day on Saturday. You went over there. I mean, what caught your eye the most? Jeremiah Smith?
Well, it's, you know, and I've gotten to see him. I wasn't at practice Tuesday, Thursday, but he's looked like this all of camp.
Yeah.
Or spring ball. And so everybody's all about it now. They've heard some things. They see this and that. And I know the players, other players have talked about him. But some of the things that he's doing is pretty remarkable. I mean, he's going to play a lot and going to probably be a big piece of that offense. You know, how they built, how they worked that in there with Igmeka, Carnell Tate, Brandon Ennis. They've got some other guys who are playing well, but how they choose to rotate that, use their personnel groups, that all remains to be seen. But he's a very special player. You know, it's just watching the quarterbacks, who's taking reps with whom, you know, how many reps they get, how they look. You know, I think that there's been some good stuff that's happened. I don't know if anyone's really separated yet, and that's why the longer this goes, I don't think there's going to be a there'll be a starter coming out of the spring ball. Because I don't think anybody's done enough yet.
And also, Ryan has never done that.
And Ryan's never done it, but I don't even know, even internally.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say things publicly, but even internally, them having an idea, I think they realize what some of the guys can do well, but I don't know if they look at that and there's like, well, this guy, we've got a guy who could be it. There's that opportunity where I think they believe there's a couple of those guys, but nobody's gotten to that level that, you feel like, hey, a couple more consistent practices and he'll start to separate. I don't feel like there's been any of that as of yet. And like I said, there's good things that each of the guys have done.
Which makes the spring game that much more intriguing, too, for the general public.
Well, I don't know how much you're going to see. And this is, you know, that's the other piece of the spring game, like how they operate it, what they do, how they choose to get reps. I know they'll play the young guys a lot. You'll probably get to see a lot of Julian Sayin and Aaron Nolan. Probably a decent amount of Lincoln as well. So we'll see kind of how that goes. But I know they're going to probably try to do as much work as they can, obviously, leading into that. And some coaches put a more emphasis on your performance in the spring game than others. But I do believe you'll see a lot of those freshmen and maybe Samuz and Oz, what receiver group you'll see them with and how long some of those guys play. Well, that's another thing entirely.
Here was Ryan Day, a couple of cuts from him. This first one about splitting up those quarterback reps here, like in the middle portion of spring ball.
You know, we'll take a look and see, you know, after this practice, you know, as we go into the last 2 weeks, which are probably our most important of spring practice, you know, how we want to continue to divvy up their reps. But, you know, today and up to this point, we've just rolled them. And you want to give everybody an opportunity to play with the ones, the twos, and the threes and just see how what that looks like when it's all the same. Because sometimes if somebody's getting reps with the ones, twos, or threes, you can get a little tainted just based on what's around them. So we try to do that. We'll look at it here and can continue to move forward based on what we think is best for the competition.
And talking about one player, Will Howard in particular, about his progress here since he's coming to campus at Ohio State.
He was a little bit more calm in the pocket. I thought he had some really good throws. He did miss some throws as well, but I think that it is slowing down for him. He does a really good job in the pocket of having poise in there. I felt like C.J. Stroud had a great feel for the pocket. He just, you know, the timing, you can't see the pocket. You can't see the rush, but you can feel it, and I think he does, and I think his height helps him to see over the trees a little bit. I definitely noticed that about him. He's got a good way about having poise back there. And so, you know, as, you know, we have different reads, we have different, as his eyes get right and his feet time up with that, you're starting to see some of those plays being made and the handle of the offense. But only a few weeks in here, I think we're seeing progress. But I'd really like to see him take the next step the next 2 weeks.
And you also saw what C.J. Stroud did this past year and his rookie year in the NFL. Like, his pocket presence is elite. We know that about C.J. The only kind of clapback that we had against CJ is like, well, if the pocket's breaking down around here, we'd like to see you pull that football down, which is something that Will Howard can very much well do in his arsenal.
Yeah, he's got the ability to pull it down and run. Now, you don't like see any of that right now. These guys have black jerseys on, and they'll pull it down, but it doesn't really give you a full accurate view. But like Ryan said, he's done some good. You'd really like to see him take that next step. Like, he's waiting for some of these guys to begin to take that next step. Now, it was big. They got his, I believe, Seth McLaughlin and him.
Yep.
After practice, they both got their black stripes removed. And when you're a veteran who's transferred in, that transfer portal gives it kind of a unique piece where if you come in and it takes too long to get your black stripe off, like if you guys are riding it into camp and you're a transfer, you could see where there might be some issues. So, yeah, you get it off after a couple weeks in spring. You feel good about it. They make a big to-do of it. And it's been pretty tremendous to watch.
Here was an update, too, on the vacant running backs coaching job here with the Buckeyes.
We've had some really good candidates. We've had some really good conversations. Just want to make sure we get the right person in place and definitely taking, you know, conversation, you know, and feedback from, you know, a lot of people in the program to make sure we have the right guy. Right now, there isn't, you know, like, have to get it done right now because of recruiting. I feel like, you know, we should have somebody in place here by next week.
Next week being this week.
Yeah. So they're probably kind of closing in on who they think it could be. But like Ryan, like they're working on getting guys better right now. And there's no urgency to get it done because he's coaching the running backs and it's been working functionally well. You don't want this thing to drag into the summer. But there might also be the element where, you know, someone might want to finish up spring ball with a team that they're with. And there's just some timing pieces to it. So that there's no need to rush this because everybody wants it done now.
Yep.
But just be patient with it.
Here was one more from Ryan Day talking about Jeremiah Smith and what everybody got to see on Saturday, even though it's been going on since he stepped foot here on campus.
Jeremiah has really stepped in. You know, he got his black stripe off real quick. He's got a great approach. I'm going to be careful what I say, but he's been certainly a pleasure to watch, and we're all very excited about his future. If he continues on the path that he's on, he's going to play a lot of football and certainly would have a chance to start as well.
He wants to say it so bad. He wanted to say it.
You don't want to ever give a starting job to a freshman in their, like, he's
8 practices in.
Yeah, I mean, he enrolled early. He's an early enrollee. Yeah. He's getting there. You just don't want to put the anointing oil on a guy like that because there's a lot of things can happen. Mm. And believe me, he looks the part. He physically is being able to do it. He competes at a high level. He checks every box. But with young guys, you need to see them continue to do that each and every day, and you just get worried about the consistency piece. And not that he can't do that, but you need to make them earn it. And everybody also needs to see them earn it.
Bob McElligott, play-by-play man, voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, will join us next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We're watching multiple trouble spots where there is high water on the road. The first one off of Riverside Drive out in Dublin. Right now it is shut down between Emerald Parkway and John Shields Parkway in both directions as crews work to clear out high water. Also near the airport right now, Stelzer Road and Johnstown Road, that intersection is shut down as crews work to clear out high water. In the 10TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stugger.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Beamer is tweeting about Formula One.
Oh, hell balls, yes.
Bobby is tweeting Rick Springfield concert video.
Both are a cry for help.
This is one twisted mother.
This is Morning Juice.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them. Everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you'll love them even more.
They're back.
Those moonshots into money shots, Shark. That's right. Dinger Tuesdays, they're back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to homer. And FanDuel, how about this? They'll give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run you hit during the game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball,
B. I mean, how about that? You double down on a Will Benson and Christian Encarnacion and Strand. Blow back-to-back, walk-off for the Reds. Too bad that happened on a Monday. Maybe
double up on two dudes like that.
Maybe it'll happen on a Dinger Tuesday. Maybe it'll recap the action against the Phillies again tonight. We'll see what happens. All you need to do is visit FanDuel.com/juice to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/juice. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 and older, present in Ohio. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Morning Juice presents Talkin' Jackets.
Give it back to Johnny Gaudreau. Left wing circle. Takes a shot. And he scores!
Sponsored by Schottenstein Roofing, proud partner of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Heading out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Check with our good friend, play-by-play man, voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. He is Bobby Mack. Thanks so much, Bobby. Always appreciate the time, buddy. On a personal level, outside of the 0-4-1 run by the Jackets on that trip, how was it for you? I mean, what was some of the highlights that we went on?
I played golf in Phoenix.
There we go.
You know, that was a good thing. But, you know, it's good, but the way the team's playing and the way the record goes always kind of affects the whole thing, right? Like, you're having a good time, but you're not having a good time because the results aren't there. So it was fun. Don't get me wrong. You know, the golf was the highlight of it, but it just sucked to take that long trip and be gone for all that time. It felt like we were gone for a month, and he came back almost empty-handed from it.
You know, is there a start of that? I mean, obviously, you lose the last game at home, and it seems like a month ago now, March 17th against Winnipeg. Go to Detroit, lose 4-3 in overtime. Is sometimes how you start a road trip, Bob? I mean, can it just be tough to kind of pull out of it?
Well, it's really tough to pull out of it when you lose that first game, when you have a lead with, you know, what, up until there were 13 seconds left in the third period. But then you got to go, Bobby, and play against Colorado, who is a juggernaut team, and we'll see them here tonight, and they're ridiculous. They're gearing up to try to win another Stanley Cup, and they are really good. So you had to go in there and play, and then you go the very next day, you take on the defending Stanley Cup champions in the Vegas Golden Knights, who are trying to hold on to their playoff spot, and then you go to Arizona, and that was the one that really just got away from them. That was the one that stung a lot, and then finish up in Pittsburgh where you play well, but you lose by a goal. So, I mean, yeah, you lose that first game, that's one thing. But when you knew that the Colorado and Vegas games were going to be tough, just on paper and watching what those teams are doing right now, you just knew how tough those games are going to be before you even got there.
Bob, we talked about this last year, you know, with Jeff Sobota about this, and I don't know if we've got to pick your brain on it, but just from a uniqueness standpoint, I mean, you're going into some great barns across the NHL. When you go to Arizona, I mean, what's that like for you, and what's that like for the team going into one of the most unique places right now in the NHL? And I know they're going to try to get their stadium situation figured out, but, I mean, it's got to be a pretty wild experience.
I love it because I'm sitting right on top of the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's you cannot if you can't identify the players from as close as we sit to the ice, forget about it. So that part I love. You know, it is unique, and it's kind of cool in a way. It's cool for us because we only have to do it one time a year. If you had to do it every day, I don't know how cool it would be, but, you know, they need to get that figured out. And I know they've been trying to do it for years, but, you know, it's a unique thing. It's a fun thing, but it will soon turn not fun if they don't figure out exactly what they're going to do long term there.
Getting the shootout win against Pittsburgh here this weekend at home, and like that unique doubleheader situation, not straight back to back, obviously Friday in between, but getting the shootout win, I know Pittsburgh isn't what they've been. Does it feel kind of playing them with that it's the end of their era and that there might be some room here to kind of seize some of that ground that they've had for so long?
Yeah. Yeah. They're, you know, on Thursday, they were ripe for the picking and it didn't get done. And then on Saturday, it was good that they did find a way to get it done, even though it took the shootout. And, you know, Pittsburgh's had a point against them in seems like every single game they played for the last 5 years, for crying out loud. But it was good. And they are, yeah, they are headed in a different direction than they have been in years. They've got, you know, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, that big three that they've had together forever there. But the supporting cast, they've got to come up with another supporting cast if they want a chance to get back into the playoffs and have a shot at the Stanley Cup. I don't even know if they have a shot at the Stanley Cup anymore with the age that those guys are getting to. But they've got to do some kind of overhaul if they want to get better, because right now they're trending downward because they're just aging out. That's just a fact. So getting that win was huge, though, against them, just psychologically. You just get sick and tired of losing to that team. And Elvis Merzlikins had never beaten them and finally got that done the other day. So, because that's always been his, I mean, that's been his kryptonite, the Pittsburgh Penguins. There's no doubt about it. So there were a lot of individual reasons that it was good. There was a, you know, big team reason it was good. And from the fan standpoint, you just get sick and tired of losing to that team all the time.
Yeah, there's no doubt, as we check in with Bob McGilligan, play-by-play voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. 8 games to go, Bobby. I mean, you know, 74 games in the bag, 8 to go. I just, to you, what's the most interesting point part of this team? Because they're kind of locked into their draft spot. It would take a miraculous run from either the Blackhawks or the Sharks to kind of catch them in the standings. They can't really catch the Coyotes. I mean, to you, what's the most interesting part of these last 8 games?
Well, really, those two Pittsburgh games were, when you look at the schedule, they were probably the most winnable games, because now teams that you're taking on are either in the playoffs or battling for the playoffs. Everybody the rest of the way has something to play for here, and it starts with Colorado tonight. So it's going to be tough. So what do you look forward to? I just look forward to, well, first of all, I look forward to seeing some guys come back. It looks like Justin Danforth might be ready to come back. Sean Corrali is skating again. I talked to him on Saturday, and he said soon he's going to be back in the lineup. So, thank goodness. No offense to these kids that have come here from Cleveland, but give me a couple of NHL players back in the lineup at this point for this stretch. That would be nice. So, I'm looking forward to that, and then I'm just looking forward to see how they play and how they respond against teams that have a lot on the line right now. Even though they don't, they're going to be evaluated against some really good teams the rest of the way.
Buddy, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this morning. Have a great call tonight. We'll check in again next week, all right?
All right, guys, thanks.
There he goes, Bob McGilligan, play-by-play voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Buckeyes, busy weekend on the football field, on the recruiting trail. Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row, he was at the Woody for Student Appreciation Day. He's going to give us his observations next. Morning Juice right here on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We're watching multiple trouble spots where there is high water on the road. The first one off of Riverside Drive out in Dublin. Right now it is shut down between Emerald Parkway and John Shields Parkway in both directions as crews work to clear out high water. Also near the airport right now, Stelzer Road and Johnstown Road, that intersection is shut down as crews work to clear out high water. In the 10TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stuckler.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Just a couple of dudes being guys.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
You're listening to Morning Juice.
Nothing better than that. Just a couple of guys being dudes. Brandon B., Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark here. Monday edition of the program. And right now we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline check with our good friend of Letterman Row. He is Spencer Holbrook. Spence, thanks for the time as always, buddy. We had Student Appreciation Day Saturday over at the Woody. What caught your eye the most, and why was it Jeremiah Smith?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was certainly Jeremiah Smith. 5 minutes into the media session there inside the Woody, he makes a crazy catch over Jermaine Matthews. And you're like, oh, that's two pretty good young players going at it. It's great to see that there in practice. And then About 10 minutes later, he does it, and you look at who the corner is laying on the ground. Oh, wait, that's Denzel Burke. We've got a problem here, fellas. I think Jeremiah Smith is going to be a problem. And so once that happened, everything just kind of shifted to, okay, the main storyline coming out of this, no matter what, is Jeremiah. And it's so rare for a freshman to do that. You know, Carnell Tate had a good year, a good day last year when we were in there for Student Appreciation Day, but it was nothing like what we saw with Jeremiah. And I think it just shows that, you know, sometimes these recruiting experts know what they're doing when they name a wide receiver the number one overall player in the country.
Yeah, it was pretty darn impressive, to say the least, what he was able to do. As you looked at that, you know, the quarterbacks throwing to him, he made some great catches. I don't know if all the balls were all that great during the session. What are your thoughts on what you saw from the quarterbacks and how that whole process is developing?
Yeah, I thought Will Howard had some decent moments. I thought Devin Brown had some decent moments. And then there were a few moments, especially on the deep balls, where you just kind of, you know, wondered how that's going to progress. And I think maybe who's more accurate there? I don't know. If you tried to ask me right now, I'm not sure if I'd give you an answer. But I thought there were some decent moments from both of them. It was a good showing from Devin Brown, I thought. I think he's keeping the competition going. I think Will Howard is not doing anything to fall behind Devin Brown, but I'm not sure if I saw enough to say, okay, well, Will Howard is definitively quarterback one right now. I ultimately think that's where it will end up, but I've been on record saying that since January. So, take that with a grain of salt, I suppose. But, you know, I thought Julian Sain was really good, and I thought Lincoln Keyholz had some moments where he was good. But, you know, you're grading on a curve here when it comes to freshmen, but I thought Julian Sain looked really, really good in control, had a few different passes that kind of caught my eye and had me jot down in the notebook that he's looking pretty good. So the quarterbacks are all progressing nicely, I would say. But there's nothing that I saw from Will Howard or Devin Brown that made me say, like, okay, that guy's going to be the starter no matter what come August.
How out of the realm of possibility would it be to you, Spence, if we got to fall camp and Julian Sain was still in this conversation as perhaps being a starting quarterback here?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because you don't want to discount a kid if you see it, you know, repeatedly. And we only saw it for one day, but yeah. The buzz coming out of the Woody so far from people that I've talked to and people that others around the beat have talked to has been Julian Sain has been incredible this spring, and they weren't expecting how good he's been. But you know, now that doesn't just mean you have to do it in spring. Well, you've got to carry that into game planning and into training camp and be consistent. We've seen freshmen every year, you know, have a great spring and then kind of fall back to being a freshman when it comes to actually time to put in a game plan and get to work. So I'm intrigued, at least. I'm not going to completely dismiss it because we've seen five-star freshmen the last 5-10 years take over a program in their freshman season. But, you know, with so much at stake this year for Ohio State, with so much talent around them, I don't think the quarterback has to be perfect. And so I'm just not sure if throwing a freshman out there is the recipe for success. But I won't be surprised if he's still – you know, a little bit in that conversation as we enter August.
So that's the question with how everything is slated and set up for this season, Spence, with, you know, skyrocketing expectations. If they're even, usually you go with the younger player. Do you think that's still the play this year at the quarterback position, given the fact that it's, you know, in a national championship contending roster?
Yeah, it's interesting because last year we asked Ryan Day that same question, and he said, well, sometimes I think it's the opposite, and you go with the guy who's got more experience, the veteran. And we saw Ohio State went with the veteran last year with Kyle McCord, and he had a year on Devin Brown in the playbook. He had a year on him when it comes to experience. So, you know, Ohio State ultimately went with him and finished, obviously, a good season, not what they wanted. So it's worth asking if you would go with the young player. Maybe Ryan Day's philosophy has changed there. But, you know, that's kind of, I don't know, not discounting Will Howard and Devin Brown, and especially Howard, because you've got a Big 12 championship. He's played in some really, really big games and done really well. So, you know, I don't know if it will end up being equal, but it's absolutely something worth entertaining at this point because of what we've seen from Julian. He was as impressive as he needed to be to catch our eye on Saturday, and I thought the show that he put on, especially – early in practice, he had a dig route to Emeka that he looked off a linebacker. I was super impressed with. Like, those are not freshman things that he's doing. And so when you see somebody who is a freshman doing things that freshmen shouldn't be able to do, it really wows you.
He is Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Roth is here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Spence, on Saturday, Ryan Day kind of previewing what this future is going to look like for the running backs coach position. I know there's been some reports out there about Oregon's running backs coach, Carlos Lachlan. He's going to be the new guy here in Columbus. I mean, should we hold our expectations on that? And what are you kind of hearing on the finalization of a running backs coach?
Yeah, I think he's the focus of it, right? He's the guy that they're targeting. And, you know, there's some reports that they're expected to name him. I can't confirm anything yet. I've been working on that since I woke up this morning. Nice way to wake up is that, hey, at 1 a.m. something came out and go do your job now. Okay, sounds great. But, you know, this is a guy who's got good experience. He doesn't have a ton of experience at the Power 5 level. He was at, Western Kentucky. Then he had Bucky Irving there at Oregon and helped him become a 1,000-yard back in back-to-back seasons. Noah Whittington, 700 yards from Western Kentucky to Oregon and had 700 yards this year. I think he's a good coach. He's young. He's what Ohio State was looking for. And if it is the hire, I ultimately think that it's a really strong hire for Ryan Day. And you know, anytime I think at this point you can get one over on Dan Lanning, it's going to be a good thing because I think those two are going to have some really epic clashes here in the next few years. Leading the two, I won't say powerhouses because Michigan's obviously still there, but they're kind of in a new phase of their program. And Dan Lanning's got that thing rolling at Oregon and Ohio State's obviously Ohio State. So if they can get this deal finalized and it looks like it's trending in that direction, I think it'd be a home run hire for Ryan Day. And it's something that, you know, that people said that he swung and missed a couple different times and for him to potentially walk away with a Big Ten running backs coach and poach somebody from one of the other powers in the league, I think it would be huge for Ryan Day.
So, you know, lastly, Spence, for me, as we look at this, you know, obviously the quarterback situation is the one that's drawn the most attention with the competition there. Other area that you have seen throughout the first couple of weeks here of spring ball that you'd like to probably see resolved, that maybe there's something that could be another, I don't want to say an issue, but what an area of weakness or something else that you've noticed here over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think right tackle is obviously one that you've got to get shored up. You got to make sure that Josh Fryer's there, or you got to start working Tager Shibola in there. If you're not confident with Fryer, you got to get Tager some reps before spring's over, and I think that's going to be critical to kind of get that sorted out. And you know, if you can, you know, axe that competition, make sure that it's not a competition. But also, if you need to, you can take it into the summer. But I think right tackle is important. And then on the defensive side, you know, I've been beating the drum here for this all spring. You've got to figure out your second team defensive line. If it's going to be Hero Canoe, that's fine. If it's going to be Jason Moore and Caden McDonald making that year two push, that's probably an added bonus because we saw Hero a little bit last year. If it's going to be a Will Smith Jr. or a Tywan Malone, so be it. That's fine. You've got to get those guys coming along because, you know, Ty League and Ty can't play 50, 60, 70 snaps a game for 16 or 17 games. It just can't happen. They're not going to be able to play a 17-game schedule and win a national title. I don't think that that's going to be in the cards of the Buckeyes. So defensive tackle, I think, is the most important thing left. You've got to really push these guys because, you know, other positions you can point to, linebacker, of course, but I think I'm pretty confident they're going to be good no matter who they roll out there at linebacker. I just need to see a little bit more from these second-team defensive tackles to show that they've got the depth needed, you know, to compete and be good enough to where Ty Leak and Ty don't have to play 50 or 60 snaps a game.
Hey, you are the noted nephew of Aunt Karen Holbrook.
Absolute drunken orgies.
April Fool's Day, Spence. What does Aunt Karen think about that?
Yeah, you know what? I honestly didn't even remember it was April Fool's Day. Aunt Karen hates it, right? Because, she knows that the spring game is coming. She knows what the spring game is. It's an outdoor festival of all things that are bad in Aunt Karen's eyes. So, you know, she's busy prepping for the spring game. No nonsense on April Fool's Day, and I think I'll just leave it at that.
Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this morning. Have a great day. Enjoy spring ball this week, and we'll check in again soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate it.
There you go. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tons to be juiced about here on this Monday. We'll do that next. Morning Juice right here on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday to you. Right now, watch for crews clearing out water on Riverside Drive in Dublin. It is shut down in both directions between Emerald Parkway and John Shields Parkway. Same situation out near the airport off of Johnstown Road and Stelzer Road. That intersection's shut down right now as crews work to clear out high water. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Sugger.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you can find a show that's closer to Buckeye football, it would be hosted by Ryan Day. You're listening to Morning Juice.
We here on The Juice are brought to you by our good friends over at Affinity Whole Health, the leader in testosterone and hormone replacement therapy. You can always visit them on the line at feelgreatcolumbus.com.
What's got you juiced?
All right, Bob. Little Monday, buddy. Back from vacay after Easter Sunday. What's getting juiced, man?
Well, the fact that we had good travel, good weather, everything went about as well as could be expected. And when you're traveling with four kids, like that was a big win over spring break. Got back here and had a productive weekend as well. I love getting back like on Thursday, Friday, still have the weekend to get stuff done, get recalibrated. That was good. It was really nice. Weather's really good. Mm-hmm. And before we left, we had a great meeting with our director of Carpenter, our heating, cooling, plumbing. And I was just thinking of Shark because it was so nice. And I'm like, it's going to get hot. So, Shark, when do you think you're going to get your air conditioning and furnace replaced?
I don't need to get it replaced. It's in good working order. I'm going to wait till it conks out on
it. And then you're going to be sitting in a sweat box. It's nice right now. So I'd encourage people, while it's nice and it's a mild tempered climate, make sure you get that stuff looked at. And checked out here before. It's going to be hot this summer and get all that taken care of. It's April Fool's. Curious if any of my kids are going to do some hijinks on my wife or myself. They do have school today. Okay. Yeah, they do have school. They're out all week, back in the saddle here today.
Yeah, Mare's off today.
Dropped my son off at lifting. Yeah, that'd be nice. Good for her and the people that are involved in that. Went pretty well. But I want to drop off here. Little Jerry Seinfeld, a little laugh on April Fool's for you, Beam.
Family vacationing. I hate it. I hate going. My wife hates going with me. The kids hate going. I still go. Because what is the difference of doing one more thing I don't like on top of not liking anything anyway?
What don't you like about a vacation?
Everything. But it doesn't matter because when I do something I don't like, it doesn't bother me. That's all I'm used to. I am a very happy person, hating everything throughout my entire life. That's how I would describe myself. And my wife, it's tough on her. She gets upset when I have a bad time. I don't.
You don't?
No, I knew it was going to suck.
You knew it.
And then I'm going to complain about it, which is something I do enjoy. That's what I like.
You like complaining.
I love complaining. My entire act is me complaining. I try and make it entertaining, but that's all it is me complaining.
what exactly things don't you like about it?
Name something. On a the jet ski. Okay. Woo! Don't you hate when people do that?
Yeah.
Woo! The jet ski, you don't go anywhere on it. What is it? It is an amazing jet propulsion device to go nowhere. You go nowhere. Wherever you get on a jet ski, that's your final destination. That's where you're going. 25 minutes later, thousands of miles.
You've been
travel.
You go there.
It was. I was watching that on the plane coming back, and the jet ski thing, I'm like, yeah, you never actually travel. It's not point A to point B. It's point A to point A, Beam. It's point A to point A.
I wonder why him and Larry David get along so
well. It really is just living in neurotic despair all the time. That's really Jerry Seinfeld.
That's the best way to describe it, neurotic despair. Yeah.
It's like I enjoy being miserable, and I'm good at that. I like the complaining about it is the best part. Unbelievable. It's got me laughing there this week. It's got me juiced today, Shark. What's Schley's got to say?
Yeah, here's how I get rid of something positive to get my mind off my problems, just caffeinating and dominating.
Always had a great Easter Sunday after church. Two of my three kids and four of my nine grandchildren came over for lunch. Had a fantastic time with them.
What'd you have on the menu at the Shark House?
We had some honey-baked ham with that nice brown sugar glaze on it. And we had some macaroni and cheese for the kids, green bean casserole, some roasted potatoes with onions and mushrooms and peppers. And then we had lemon lush for dessert.
Oh, there you go.
It was fun. And there was plenty of leftovers, too. So that's what is on the lunch menu for me today.
I spent Easter with Shark's daughter, Megan. So that was good for us.
Megan said she saw you in church yesterday. Looking very spring-like.
How many times do you bust out that green jacket through the year?
Well, the green pants.
Oh, the green pants, purple jacket.
Purple jacket. That I don't wear the green pants or that or St. Patrick's Day, depending on the temperature. Purple jacket, the lavender jacket, it's linen, I'll wear it whenever. That combination together, that's really just an Easter special. That's an Easter special.
I enjoyed the Guardians taking 3 of 4 in their season opening series out in Oakland. Rough loss yesterday after they scored 3 in the 8th to tie. But
we're going to win.
Man, I'll tell you what, it is demoralizing out in Oakland. The 4-game series drew 26,000 total.
Remember our old employee here, Don Delco? He used to help us with some stuff.
Sure.
He took him and his family, because I think they live out in California somewhere now.
I thought he was in Switzerland.
No, that was years ago.
Geneva?
They moved back and they were in San Diego, I think, in Southern California. I don't know what they were doing up in NoCal, but yeah, they were there over the weekend having a good time watching their Gardos.
Were one of the few that were in.
I mean, I would say 6,000 on average, that's pretty good attendance for Oakland.
They had about 13,000 on opening day, 3,000 on Friday, 4,000 yesterday. Yeah, it was.
Are they still operating under COVID restrictions in the Bay Area? Is that what
I didn't see any masks
spacing
on the people? And then yesterday, I'm watching the Reds game. They're down to their last strike, down 5-3 with 2 outs in the 9th. And
Whammy!
Johnny India just kept fighting off foul balls. Finally, on the 10th pitch, he gets a double. Will Benson hits
Benson with an all-time two-run celebration, too.
Yes, with the Viking hat. And then Tommy Thrall on WLW Radio called the game winner from Juan and Carson Encarnacion Strand. No.
Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Thank you, Beamer.
The 0-1. This ball's hammered to left. There it goes. Gone! Christian Encarnacion Strand's first hit of 2024 is a walk-off homer.
I just can't believe that.
Back-to-back jacks. Benson. CES. Reds win.
Yeah, he had been 0 for 12 to start the season.
That's a good one if you're going to have your first hit.
Absolutely. So that didn't actually have me juiced, but I know for my Reds friends out there, they were juiced. Beam?
Yeah, me and Daryl were super juiced about that. What's got me juiced? Coming back from vacation. Had a nice little Easter, too. So we got back on Thursday night and then hung out in Columbus this past weekend, which was nice, and then made the trek back. Now, Dayton yesterday, picked up the dog, went to a little Easter brunch, got the family together, had a nice photo shoot. It was great. So Meredith's mom had the grandkids all in her lap, and we got an awesome picture, and it's young Willie boy, who's the youngest of the group. It's my good pal Mace dog, Mason, who's 2, and then our oldest nephew, Arlo, who's 4 years old. So Meredith's mom's sitting there, we're in a chair, we're taking a picture at her brother's house, and she goes, yeah, do you think... you know, Arlo, do you think you can hold William? Again, he's 4, and we're sitting on a chair. He's like, yeah, I can do that. So I'm like right out of the frame of this picture, because I know that at any point he could just, you know, tip over. And they got the pictures, and it was good, and Meredith's brother's like, okay, guys, all done. And Arlo just lifts his hands up. Willie just, boom, face plant. Just total face plant. He recovered pretty well, though. We got him a pacifier. Blood was all over the place. Like, my Easter shirt was ruined. His shirt was ruined. He had a bloody lip, but he bounced back. He enjoyed the brunch, and then that was fun. But I will remember that picture for forever. Being seconds before disaster of young Willie face planning. So all in all, pretty good weekend, man. Great vacation. Glad to be back here in the saddle, though, with all kinds of good stuff. Your Final Four is set, and I legitimately don't know how you stop Zach Edey. We'll do that in the re-rack coming up next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning to you. Right now we're watching high water out in the Dublin area. Riverside Drive is shut down in both directions between Emerald Parkway and between John Shields Parkway as crews work to clear that out. Same situation near the airport this morning at Johnstown Road and Stelzer Road. Watch for crews over there. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Steger.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hash browns and smackdowns. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Hour number three of the program for us on a Monday. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. A busy first 2 hours of the program. Bill Bender, the sporting news, he joined us at 6:35. Talk a little Final Four, talk a little spring ball across the country. Bobby Mack, Jackets play-by-play man, talk some Jackets 7:20. Spencer Holbrook at 7:35. You can listen to the podcast here in about an hour because you'll also have Joshua Perry, who is going to join the program coming up here in about 30 minutes' time. So all kinds of good stuff with JP coming up here around 8:35 a little bit later on this morning.
Keeping you informed about what's trending this morning, it's time for a little re-rack on Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Billiards Plus, your destination for top-of-the-line grills with up to 30-year warranties. Billiards Plus on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin.
I mean, that'll be the first time you talk to Joshua Perry as a newly minted father.
That's right.
Yeah, him and Maddie, I think, welcomed their son, I believe, last Thursday. So, not last week, 2 weeks ago. It's been about 10 days. You've been out. We did a couple of shows. Mm-hmm. First show that's on Bally's there in YouTube. It was fun. He's doing good. Excited about that. He went on the cruise beam and came back, and Shark was talking about, you know, the limitless ice cream for the Browns, as if that is something that any coach would be like, yeah, the nutritionist. Yeah, you want the linemen to get big. You want them to get big, but they got to be able to move still. But on the cruise, they do have the limitless soft serve.
Yeah.
And when we used
How
to go.
How many times did you hit that?
I didn't have any of it, to tell you the truth. I was going to get one, and I just, there was a line of kids. And it used to be go make it for yourself.
I'll have another Jameson instead.
Yeah, you know, listen, we got the limitless drink package.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I'm going to dollar cost average down that. I mean,
do they still do the limit on the drinks per day? Like, even though you do the unlimited?
Oh, no.
Okay,
They removed that.
All right. Yeah, because the last time we went on a cruise, probably about 10 years ago, my uncle bought the unlimited drink pass. He's like, you only get 20 a day. He's like, what's the point?
What's the point? it was limitless. It was Bradley Cooper. It was you taking the pill.
Nice.
And it's just a function of how long can you go. I was going to make sure that, you know what, we're going to get everything out of that. You know, Court, kind of a quitter. I mean, she wasn't really
soft,
going hard, soft, senior, didn't, cowboy. I'm saying we had a plan going in there of how to do it. She had a little bit of soft serve, but my man Cullen, he was going to get his money's worth. So they have a guy there now who operates it for you.
Oh, so it's not just
I mean, honestly, letting...
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Letting 7 and 8 year olds like, you know, make ice cream cones that are 4 feet tall just to like lick it.
2 seconds later, boom.
Hey guys, why don't we just get another one in like 10 minutes? Oh no, because you know what? This is the first time you've ever been allowed to do this yourself. So there's a guy there now and he makes them. And so then some of the kids got smart. Like, everybody's just doing two at a time now because you got to get back in line, wait for it. So Cullen said his goal, he would eat 12 cones in one day.
It's a lot of cones.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure the first day he achieved that. We tapered off gradually afterwards. You can imagine.
Out of a cannon.
Yeah. But we went hard that first day on the ice cream.
How was that sugar crash for him?
Well, not even the sugar crash. And we're at dinner.
So much dairy.
I was like, where did Cullen go? He had to go to the bathroom. I think his stomach's bothering him. I'm like, well, yeah, he had 12 things of soft serve. We couldn't have foreseen that there would be any issue with this. There wasn't going to be like, hey, your stomach might not be in a good spot just after ingesting, I don't know how many gallons of soft serve as you just eat two at a time. I'm going to eat 12. It may have been 20, and maybe he stopped at like 14. I don't know. It was an inordinate amount. An amount that no human truly needed to consume in one day.
But it was there, and I'm going to do it.
It was there. It was out of the gates. He was going to go hard. I respect him for that. That's tremendous, but... The limitless soft serve It sounds like a good idea in theory.
Well, maybe it's a good life lesson for him.
I tell him, like, it's like the kid, and I don't know, I mean, if this is the case, my grandparents, this is like what they used to make you do back in the day, and nobody smokes anymore, except for a couple people on the boat. I loved it. There was this dude vaping in the corner.
Good.
And I'm like, really, bro? Like, you're down here, there's all these kids. He's watching his kids just over there.
Are you Mike McDaniel?
Exactly. And my third called him out. He goes, really, sir? Here? And I'm like, I didn't see
this. Wonder he got that combative personality trait.
Exactly. He's like, really? Here? Like, as you're waiting on the drink line, watching your kid on the splash pad, you're over here like, not so subtly trying to hide a vape when there's like kids all the way around. You want to go to like the top, back of the boat? Whatever, I get it. You're like right in the thick of everybody. And my son called him out. I'm like, that's, I give him credit. I go, here's the problem. He's only 10. He'll be 11 like this summer. I hope he's not writing checks right now that his mouth's writing checks his body can't cash, mm-hmm. buddy. We better make sure that we're able to stand up. We're going to swing at the king. We better not miss. So he says a lot of that stuff, and he'll run his trap a little bit. Yeah, we got guys, you know, vaping, burning ears. I don't even know where the heck we were going with that. But yeah, it was interesting. It was a lot of fun. But it's just being on the boat and seeing all that stuff. You know?
Well, how did, so you were texting me on Sunday. So we had gotten down to South Carolina. You were still in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And was it Colin or was it RJ who was writing a book about?
RJ is writing, it was like a novel about his travels. Yeah. Walking around, describing the different people in there.
Young J.R.R. Tolkien.
It basically was. I mean, it's a lot of imagery in there, Beam. Like, buddy, this is some good stuff. Documenting all that. And then RJ, I don't think I've ever been in the pool. Not ever. Because this is probably 20 cruises I've been on. And I've gotten in those pools a handful of times. They drain them. They drain the hot tub. Especially on the hot tub. I've never been in that. Mm-hmm. And
probably a good idea.
Yeah. When I'm watching kids sit in that thing, oh, and RJ just back and forth. Like, the cool part about it is you find other kids there. So they're hanging out. Pool, hot tub. I'm like, oh, a lot of diseases there.
A lot of transferring diseases.
Yeah, I'm like, you may want to get like a super dose of penicillin after that.
Maybe like, before and after.
Yeah. And then probably the biggest thing that I found out, I went with my one good buddy who is a plumber and understands all this. And so at night on a cruise, after having the drink package all day, it's like, all right, I need to get myself together here before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pound as much water as physically possible.
Yeah.
After brushing my teeth. And for years, I've gone however many Buckeye cruises there's been, 18. I've missed one year, but I went on one cruise outside of that. So that's 18 cruises plus this one, 19. I think I've been on 19 cruises. I've been drinking the water out of the faucet in the bathroom all these years. I'll drink the bottle of water if I have it available. And my buddy,
cruise tap.
And my wife's like, you drink that? That's like, they joked, like it's recycled. And
they recycle it from the hot tub.
And he goes, oh no, that's gray water. I go, what's gray water? He goes, well, it's recycled water. He goes, it's not coming from the labs, like not from the toilet. He goes, I'd have to look at how this ship is obviously plumbed, but they're going to recycle the water through the sinks and everything. Now it's filtered and it's standard. I go, they let you brush your teeth with it. I go, they got to think. I go, there's two cups conveniently located right next to the sink. They've got to expect
you can drink it.
I've been drinking a ton of that because one of the other.
That's why you're so healthy.
One of our other friends, she's like, I don't feel good. I'm like, I've been drinking that water for 20 years. Oh, granted, I'll drink water in Mexico and do things that other people don't advise. And I feel like that's built up my digestive tract and my immune system. But hearing that and listening to him articulate how it worked, I'm like, that's awful.
Is that the last time you'll drink cruise water?
No, it's not, because I drank it that night again. You know, because I didn't have any water. And by that point, I'm standing there. I've got no shirt on.
I have all the information about this gray water, but I'm still
going to do it. I looked at it and I'm like, it is. I did it yesterday.
Feel fine today.
The only thing that changed was my knowledge about what it was.
Right.
I've been doing it ignorantly and blissfully for so long. Why should I care? Now, the last night, I did remember My last like couple drinks, he's like, you know what? Can you give me a bottle of water with that?
Garrett, there you
and
go.
And I had them like stacked in my pockets. So I had like three, because one, they're like, we'll get a bottle of water. Listen, 16 ounces ain't doing anything.
No.
I've been ingesting 40 to 50 ounces of cruise water every night. I need at least three bottles of water. You watch me drink these jugs here in the morning, yeah. Beam. I go, if there was a place, like, we'll just go get one. I go, at this point, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:30. I've brushed my teeth. I'm not putting clothes on to go walk around to find a bottle of water somewhere. I'm just going to drink what's right in front of me, like Theo would, like an animal. I'm not drinking out of the
toilet.
Are
you doing that standing in front of the mirror?
Basically, I'm like, my mouth is so dry. I'm like, it's parched. I'm like, it's going to feel really bad in the morning if I go to bed now without any water.
And I'm going
to
wake up with a headache.
Yes. Dehydrated. I like to wake up and hit the ground running the next day.
Mimosas.
Yeah. And so I learned that. I wish I could have forgotten that information because I'm going to have to think about it now and make a judgment on it. I always suspected it wasn't the highest quality of water, but I never let my mind go to there. And now after being confirmed, he's like, they filter it. I mean, it's safe, but it's probably not the best. Like, all right, well, is it any worse than drinking the Columbus City water that's probably packed with lead and chlorine? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. You'll be good.
I am fine. I've been doing it for 20 years.
I think it might actually help you. It's kind of like the fountain of youth.
Don't know if people would define it as that. If that was the case.
Bob, you can say anything and it's true as long as you believe it.
If I put it on the internet, then it's definitely true.
100%, especially if it's on Twitter. How are the quarterback reps being doled out in spring ball for the Buckeyes? You're going to hear from Ryan Day on that front coming up next. Morning Jukes right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday to you. Right now, no crashes to let you know about, but we are still watching high water at Stelzer Road and Johnstown Road out near the airport. Watch for crews working to clear that up over there. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Mimi Sutter.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Beamer has a very punchable face, so Bobby punches it. This is Morning Juice.
Well, Monday edition of the program, Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Gray water consists of discharges from galley, bath, and shower water, as well as wastewater from lavatory sinks, laundry, and water fountains.
Mm. So just the good stuff.
Yeah, it's the good stuff. So then they filter it out and then respin it. I think you're all right. I mean, that's fine.
I've been drinking it for 20 years. Yeah. If there was going to be some sort of serious health consequence from this, it probably would have happened by now.
It would have popped up.
You know, one year I did get a parasite, I think, when we were in Mexico. That kind of jacked me up a little bit. But I didn't let it hamper my fun. I mean, I always tell my wife, my stomach's like a garbage bag. Like, you can put anything in there and I'll be good. Like, I can physically handle it.
So there's three delineations of water. There's clean water, which is wells, springs, purified water, and rainwater.
Mm.
There's the gray water, which is used water without toxic chemicals and excrement. And then there's
the sewage.
Then there's the black water, contaminated water with toxic chemicals and excrement.
That's
so
sewage.
As long as we're not, that's sewage water, yeah. As long as we're not, if we're threading the line more between gray and white, instead of gray and black, I think you're okay.
What shade of gray do you think that is?
Like that's like a dark hue-ish gray. Like, you know, those all gray uniforms that the Buckeyes wore against Michigan State this year? Like, that's trending safe. Like, that's a light gray. If we're going like a charcoal, like matte gray, then I think you're smoked.
You don't want
any part of that.
That might not be good. That was, you know what, I found something out. You know what? Try to learn something new every day, Bean.
That's right. That's the goal of the show.
And I found that out, and sometimes you learn something new that you wish you wouldn't have learned.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
I always suspected that, but I would have just preferred to live in ignorance and been good with it.
Here was Ryan Day over the weekend talking about doling out the quarterback reps here in the spring.
You know, we'll take a look and see, you know, after this practice, you know, as we go into the last 2 weeks, which are probably our most important of spring practice, you know, how we want to continue to divvy up the reps. But, you know, today and up to this point, we've just rolled them. And you want to give everybody an opportunity to play with the ones, the twos, and threes and just see what that looks like when it's all the same. Because sometimes if somebody's getting reps with the ones, twos, or threes, you can get a little tainted just based on what's around. around them. So we try to do that. We'll look at it here and can continue to move forward based on what we think is best for the competition.
All right, there you go. Tainted water. They're talking about gray water and black water and clean water over with Buckeye practice.
Yeah. I mean, it's it'll be something fun there. And watching those guys play, I mean, you know, Ryan, they've got to evaluate, and it's tough. Like he said, you want to get make sure you're getting guys reps with all the groups. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not just the group you're with, but the group you're going against, too.
Yeah.
You know, the quality of the defensive line, you know, just what they're showing. And then not all reps are created equal. When you start doing third down stuff and more situational, some of those reps can be more valuable or be more important on an evaluation basis, because it's going to force you to see things from the guys that are more difficult than, you know, early stuff where you're seeing a lot of vanilla, similar coverages. They're starting to get things a little more exotic now.
So Ryan Day was also asked about the running back coach situation. What was going on with that? When should we expect a hiring day or that position to be filled? And here was his answer.
We've had some really good candidates. We've had some really good conversations. Just want to make sure we get the right person in place, and definitely taking, you know, conversation, you know, and feedback from, you know, a lot of people in the program to make sure we have the right guy. Right now, there isn't, you know, like have to get it done right now because of recruiting. I feel like, you know, we should have somebody in place here by next week.
And they also had a nice recruiting weekend, the Buckeyes did, too. We haven't talked about that. There were four guys who committed over this weekend. It was a 16-star weekend for them. So that was pretty solid. And then you had Matt Zenitz, who is a national college football reporter for 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports last night, reporting late, 11:59 last night, right before you flip the calendar into April, that Ohio State is expecting to finalize the deal as soon as tomorrow. So that would be today, to hire Oregon's Carlos Lachlan as its new running backs coach. So we knew this, that the wheels would be spinning on this. It's not the utmost of importance. Ryan Day is handling that running backs room, but it's obviously something that you wanted to make apparent, and you wanted to get a coach in there sooner rather than later, for sure.
Yeah, you want to make sure you get that guy. Do we have a list of the guys, the four committed dudes from this weekend,
Dean? I do have a list of that. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so I believe this was the last one. This came down yesterday at 3:19. Ohio State has landed its first safety of the 2025 class. New Ohio State safeties coach Matt Guerrieri secured his first commitment for the Buckeyes on Sunday when four-star New Jersey safety Deshaun Stewart gave his verbal to the program. 2025 class, 6'2", 185 safety out of DePaul Catholic, which is in Wayne, New Jersey. He's a four-star guy, 284 total, number 24 safety in the class. And then your other three that you had, four-star Ohio State wide receiver Desi Jones commits to Ohio State. And Desi Jones also out of DePaul Catholic in Wayne, out of Wayne, New Jersey. So you got two high school teammates to come in here. He is the number 367 overall prospect. He is the number 49 recruiting prospect in the country on the wide receiver front. And then your other two, Bob, that you had over the weekend. Linebacker
somewhere in there?
Yeah, London Merritt is a defensive end who came in. And then I'm trying to find the last one on here. But you did have one more in there somewhere.
There was a linebacker I saw at some point watching this float around, because, you know, it's
Tarvos Alford, the four-star linebacker out of Vero Beach, Florida, number 63 player in the country, 8 ranked linebacker.
Big time there. And so James Laurinaitis starting to get it done,
210,
too.
6'2", 210, big linebacker.
Yeah, that's a nice deal. You get a big defensive weekend. They had a couple other guys in, big offensive tackle out of Charlotte as well. They had another linebacker out of Dallas. And this is still pretty early in the process, but I know that everybody has been pretty impressed with what they're seeing here, and, you know, facilities, coaches, and just the quality of the play out on the field. I mean, that makes a big difference. And student appreciation day, it's become a big, you know, recruiting weekend.
Yeah.
Because it's cool to see there. The weather wasn't great early in the day. Later in the day, it was phenomenal.
It was tremendous on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Saturday morning, not so nice. Yeah. But
and then around Saturday at 6 with like that 10-minute.
Oh, yeah, that hail factor. Yeah. You did you say?
We didn't get any at our house. No.
Oh, we had some nice marble size hail coming through there.
That's what you want.
Yeah, they were good. I was just glad. I'm like, well, cars are outside. Hopefully, just not destroying those. Yeah. Thankfully, they didn't get too big, and I think everything was fine with it. But yeah, it was a nice little weekend there from playing, and then also on the recruiting front of being able to get some of those guys in and keep this train rolling.
All right, speaking of trains and rolling, the Jeremiah hype train has officially left the station.
Jeremiah has really stepped in. You know, he got his black stripe off real quick. He's got a great approach. I'm going to be careful what I say, but he's been certainly a pleasure to watch, and we're all very excited about his future. If he continues on the path that he's on, he's going to play a lot of football and certainly would have a chance to start as well.
Now, if you've been listening to the show and you've been listening to what you have been saying, like, yep, he's been doing those things, and then Student Appreciation Day, obviously there's a lot more people at practice, there's a lot more phones, there's a lot more videos. The first one was when he burnt Jermaine Matthews. It's like, oh, okay, that was nice. And then the second one happened to be Denzel Burke, and then Denzel Burke tweeted.
I thought Denzel picked it off at first because I like lost it down the sideline because there's so many players. And then I'm like, wait a second, he caught that? Like, that's not even real.
So you, and then Denzel Burke, I thought it was a great tweet out of him. He said, iron sharpens iron. I don't want to hear blank crying laughing emojis. Four's the truth.
Yeah.
Like,
he's really good. Yeah. I mean, Denzel Burke is probably going to be a first or second round corner. Yeah. Could have maybe been that this
year. Could be a high end first round corner if he plays up to his expectations.
Like, so I said, he's not beating up on scrubs. Like, you're talking Jermaine Matthews, you know, played really well as a freshman, one of the best freshman players in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at what David Siddiq-Manusen, he's had days against him. Like, all these guys are really good players. And Jeremiah, JJ's done a pretty good job against him.
Joshua Perry, he's going to join the program. We'll talk fatherhood. He's a dad, 10 days in now? 11 days in? His first Easter with a young lad. We'll also talk some Buckeye spring ball with him next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday to you. Right now, no crashes to let you know about, but we are still watching high water at the intersection of Johnstown Road and Stelzer Road. From that rain we saw overnight, watch for crews working to clear out that water over there at that intersection. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stuckey.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If Bobby and Beamer aren't talking about it, it's not worth your time anyway. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Monday edition of the program, Brandon B, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Right now, we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check with our great friend. He is Joshua Perry. JP, thanks so much for the time, buddy. Always appreciate it. Big congratulations are in order. Congratulations to you and Maddie. Welcoming a beautiful baby boy a few days ago into the world. How you doing? Everybody okay? Everybody good? What's the sleep looking like? Thanks for the time, buddy.
Everybody's well. Sleep is like, you know exactly what it's like. It's a crazy question to actually ask me. We're trying to figure out exactly, what a schedule looks like. In particular, when I go back to work next week, I've had the last, say 10 or so, days off of work, maybe more like 8 days off of work. And so we've had a nice rhythm here, but unfortunately, I think it's going to get a little bit tougher for my wife there. So I'm talking to family and trying to coordinate if folks can come into town for a little bit and try to take some of the pressure off of her. But sleep hard to come by.
Oh, we're going to get Georgette on a plane, get her up to the Windy City for a couple weeks?
I think that's exactly what we're going to try to do. Yeah.
It sounds like, hey, I'm going to be honest. We had my oldest during the season, and my mother-in-law came down for about 4 weeks. Any family help you can get is always going to be beautiful. Now, I mean, here's the best part about your mom, Joshua. Like, I love her. She's fantastic. I think you would say that she's not one that will hide her opinions about things from you. So she's going to let you know how to parent as well, which is going to be an awesome opportunity.
Here's the thing is I appreciate wisdom and I appreciate advice. And I think that especially in this journey, when you've gone through it, it's certainly wise to listen to people who have the experience. Also, my mother did this for the first time over 30 years ago, and some certain things have changed. And also, we're from the generation, and Beamer knows this because he just went through the beginning parts of it, but we're from the setting boundaries generation. And I love my mom, and we've had some conversations about some certain things that we do that she might not agree with that we're going to do anyway.
I think it's always a good thing to remember, Joshua, boundaries are a big thing. And the help is remarkable. But just know this, too, that you will be seeing more family in these next 3 months than you'll likely have ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah, we're, like I said, preparing for it. We're appreciative of it, no doubt, but a lot of boundary-setting conversations.
Hey, when you, all right, so are you napping in the middle of the day? Because I just remember this, like, when William first came home, so I would do the night shift, right? Because I'm sure little fellas wake, you got to wake him up every 3 hours at this stage. And make sure that he gets a bottle. So I would, well, Meredith would go to bed probably around 9, would feed him, go to bed around 9. I would wake her up around midnight, would stay up with him until like 3, and then I would go to bed, and then she would kind of get on that shift. I have never slept harder in my life than like the first 3 weeks of having him home when you were able to get that sleep.
Yeah, that's kind of where we've been at. And, you know, Maddie will have bottles ready to go, so about 9 o'clock, she's turning in, and that's when I'm solo dolo handling business. And 3-4 a.m., I'm heading to the bedroom, and that midday nap, that early evening nap, whenever the nap can come, really is a phenomenal one.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's tremendous, Joshua. Hopefully, you're getting a little sleep. I mean, the best part of being a parent is you just find a way to operate off less sleep for the rest of your life. So, look forward to this long journey ahead of you. Looking at now, we've got a little spring ball sitting kind of right in the middle of this for Ohio State. You know, no quarterbacks kind of emerged or separated themselves yet. I mean, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Kind of where do you come down on that?
Yeah, I feel like this needed to be a real competition regardless. And so the fact that nobody separated isn't a concern to me. I think that they would like to have a pecking order by the end of the spring so they can really, you know, they can understand what to do during the summer and how things are going to end up and then have a plan for training camp. But camp is still a little bit of a ways out. So the fact that nobody's really taking the reins, I don't think is the biggest deal in the world. We've seen quarterback competitions drag out. I think last year certainly went a little bit too far in terms of naming a quarterback and the timing there. So I think they'd like to have it wrapped up a little bit sooner here. But all these guys need to compete, and I think they need to have buy-in to continue to compete as well. You know, it's a quarterback room that's got 5 guys that I think are extremely talented. And so you want to make sure that each of those guys is honing in their skill set for as long as you can get them to do so.
How would you handle a freshman quarterback situation compared to the 3 veterans that you have in that room, JP?
Well, I think the veterans come in with an edge, certainly, and you give them the first crack at the reps. Now, as soon as you start to see a young guy who you feel like deserves more reps, you have to give them those reps, and then you have to devise a plan there for development and make a decision on what markers, milestones that you see from the young guy that would say that he's ready to really get into the mix there. It's difficult for young quarterbacks, and like I was a senior in high school, Braxton's freshman year, I remember watching that pretty closely. He's one of the most talented guys I've seen at the quarterback position, super gifted, really smart guy. He had the leadership traits. And you always have that trepidation about when is the right time to put him in, because I think that one of the things you can do early on to a quarterback is you can kill their career because you kill their confidence, and all of a sudden you're dealing with a guy who becomes a little bit more of a head case. So I think there's a lot of psychology that goes into dealing with the young quarterbacks more so than the veteran guys.
You know, you played with some really elite players at your time at Ohio State, Joshua, and you look at the teams that you played on, and you know, guys are first rounders, high picks, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, you know, Nick Bosa, you know, just to name a few, Michael Thomas. Like, everybody's got their own kind of unique journey of how they were able to have success. You know, we're talking about, you know, Jeremiah Smith and, you know, him erupting onto the scene. How quickly did you know with some of those guys, or was it not quickly, that they were going to be good, and maybe how good they could be right away?
It probably needed just a few times seeing them in pads to understand exactly where their careers were going to go. Like, Joey Bosa was one of those guys where it was like, you know, it might not be complete right now, but some of the things that you can't teach guys, body control, the ability to turn speed to power, things of that nature, he had naturally. You know, Raekwon McMillan, you and I were talking about him over the weekend, but guy comes in, looks like a real linebacker. He's got the mental makeup of a guy who can handle the rigors of being in the college game. He was physical. He was fluid. It's like this dude's going to end up playing sooner rather than later. And I haven't been to Columbus in a little minute, but just like everybody else, I'm on Twitter scrolling through and I'll see a video of Jeremiah. And I'm like, this guy does not look like he should still be finishing his senior year of high school. And it's the physical build. It's the smooth nature of the way that he plays, the control that he has, the ball skills, all those things. And when you have a player that's special like that, it might not be week one, but you got to find a way to have him impact football games, because that's a big reason why you end up winning is the dudes that come in and impact your team right away.
I forget what it was. It was Raekwon's freshman year, JP, and he came into a game. It was a non-conference game. And I think I'm up doing student radio, or maybe I'm in the stands as a student. And I mean, it was a play where I'll remember it for the rest of my life. Like it won't go down in a stat book or like a YouTube highlight page. But this dude's a true freshman. He sheds two blockers and makes a play on the backfield on a little outlet screen pass. I'm like, oh, he's a freak. I'm like, just from that play alone, I'm like, you can tell that some guys are built of a different nature.
It's wild. And we saw it early on with him. It's just exactly what you said. Like, he would just make savvy plays, and it's like, this dude's going to. Now, the one thing that was funny is Curtis Samuel, who's another guy that we knew had to get on the field early on. We're in spring practice, and they came in together. They're early enrollees, and Raekwon and Curtis are in the open field together. And Curtis Samuel puts his shoulder into Raekwon McMillan's chest. And Raekwon is laying on his back at the end of that play. And we were like, damn, Raekwon is really good. And Curtis Samuel just got the best of him on that one. It's like, we knew we had two dudes where we're like, we got to find ways to get these guys on the football field. And it's rare when you're saying that, like, four practices into spring ball.
It's pretty remarkable stuff, Joshua.
Yeah, it really is. Buddy, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this morning. Have a great day. Enjoy your nap. Glad that everything's going okay with the family, buddy. We'll have a great week, and we'll check in again soon, okay?
All right, appreciate you guys. Take care, everybody.
There he goes. Joshua Perry with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
Hey, I want to tell you here about your local Pella Windows and Doors. Spring is here, and now is the best time. Get your windows looking the best they can be. It's time to call your local Pella Windows and Doors. Pella, they've got the colors and styles to fit your home and your budget. Pella, they're rated number one by Columbus Homeowners as the most trusted window brand. So get replacement windows and doors that will add value to your home for years to come. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit them online at PellaColumbus.com or in their new Polaris showroom.
We're going to reveal our fan poll next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now, no crashes to let you know about, but we are still watching crews on the scene out at Johnstown Road and Stelzer Road as they're clearing up a high water situation from overnight. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Sucker.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Miss a minute of the show?
Check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Type in Morning Juice and subscribe.
This is Morning Juice.
We're in the Juice, brought to you by our good friends over at Affinity Whole Healthy Leader and Testosterone and Hormone Replacement Therapy. You can, of course, visit them online at feelgreatcolumbus.com. Uncle Bo and the boys will be back in action after we're done until noon today. Uncle Bo's back. Uncle Bo's tweeting about how he had to get back. You got to come back. I'm sure it was a war zone. I can't wait to listen to him at 9 o'clock recap, which I'm sure was
from
a great
Hawaii.
Trip. Which is I'm sure was a great trip, but the return leg, return trip, and then now the ensuing jet lag and what that looks like.
I mean, I was just pumped, my man. Like, my older kids, I mean, they're self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. It's just really a battle for the Chargers. Like, who's going to be able to get the Chargers? And thankfully, the planes we had, we sat on, all had chargers available to them. I mean, they're sitting up in like main cabin plus. They have no idea what it's like to be in the very back and just.
That's where we sat. We sat in the way back.
Exactly.
Get Billy away from everyone.
100%. And, you know, they're battling back and forth. And Cullen, he downloaded Top Gun 1 and Top Gun 2, watched them both on the planes as he was going. I'm like,
yeah, you're good. Don't need to worry about those? You.
He's like, how do we get that? He's like, oh, Dad, they're right here. We already had them. But, you know, you had access. We're going to download them right to the deal. So if they don't have the internet on the plane, and they all kind of figured it out and navigated stuff. So kudos to them, man. Great job. So I'm just curious about Bo, but that was a flight from here to Charlotte to Lauderdale. So that's like an hour flight, and then like an hour and 50 to 2 hour flight. The thought of saying, hey, kids, we're going to travel to the furthest reaches of the United States, not even continental anymore, traverse like seven time zones.
And going there is one thing, because you've got the trip to look forward to. You're excited. Well, you could say we can relax.
And
like
you're
once
picking
we
up
get.
You're picking up time, yeah. So you can like sleep without losing any.
No, you're losing time, and you're coming back home and looking and staring down the barrel of returning to school.
Oh, going plus then you're on West Coast Hawaii time, wherever the heck that is.
It's five behind us.
Yeah, that sounds atrocious. So then you're trying to wake them up at 7 o'clock to go to school and. That's why I like coming back, you know, on a Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, so we came back on a Thursday night.
Yeah, give yourself a couple days to decompress, get some things done so it's not all being just, you know, dumped in your lap. Like I said, got to put my Jeep bumper on yesterday.
Right.
You know, I've got some more stuff. I got to put the winch on it still, and I got to redo the cover, put my dad's truck cover on the back of his, going to do mine probably today or tomorrow. So, you know, just like getting some stuff done, feeling good about it. Came back, like I said, looking at that tree that I trimmed the branches off, felt really great about
that. Don't need to do that. It's already done.
I had to mow the grass for the second time already this year.
I didn't mow yesterday, and we're going to
be regretting it now.
I am, because the 10-day forecast is rain and then snow on Thursday.
I told the kids, like, we're mowing it today. And I didn't mow either one. RJ mowed the front, McLean mowed the back.
Nice.
So we're good, you know, but we're going to get this done because it's going to be rainy and the grass is already getting long.
Yeah, mine's going to be a rainforest.
It'll be nice. It'll be a jungle in there. Maybe a loose Theo in the grass.
I actually said to Meredith on our return back. So we did the quick trip down yesterday morning, went to Easter brunch. Willie broke his lip, and then we came back. After that was all well and good. I actually said to her when we were like on our neighborhood street, I'm like, I can't tell you how happy I am in this moment of time that we elected to come back on Thursday instead of Sunday.
And I still didn't mow the grass.
I didn't do it. I was doing other things. And by other things, I mean sitting on my can. Exactly. Sitting on my keister watching basketball.
It's like, we're going to do some stuff, guys. We're going to unpack. Wait till this is the other thing. You don't have a whole lot of luggage yet. I'm like, dude, we're unpacking for six people.
Yeah.
Get your bags unpacked. Get the clothes and laundry.
Worst part of vacation is returning and unpacking.
I don't mind. I like to do it right away, though. I mean, I'm doing it within a day. No, you can't stare at that suitcase just sitting there looking at
you. I stare at it, and then I wait for laundry. Once our laundry bin fills up, then I just empty everything clean or dirty into the laundry bin, and then it goes.
Okay.
Meredith, on the other hand, I like packing. I can pack. I can do that a few days before we leave. Meredith drags her feet until the 11th hour. And then she unpacks immediately upon getting home.
My clothes spend less time in their bag than probably anyone else, because I literally packed. We left our flight was at 4 or 6. We left to go to the airport. Actually, it was like 6:50, so we left to go to the airport around 5. I think I started packing at 4:30, maybe 4:45.
That's awesome.
I shared a suitcase with my son. I was like, you put all your stuff out so I can see what you've got. I know how much space I have. Boom. Put it all together and got it done. Heard a little Marvin Gaye there before. Yep. You know, Marvin Gaye, Shark, he died. On this day.
40 years ago today.
40 years ago.
I remember that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a Sunday, and I had to do the Sunday night shift at the radio station, and I played a lot of Marvin Gaye. He was shot and killed by his dad.
Ooh. Yeah, it's crazy. He was born. His dad killed him on the eve of his birthday, too.
Ooh. So we're going to hear about him tomorrow.
Celebrating his birthday. Sexual Healing is a song you can hear many times, though, Shark.
I suppose.
Oh, on any occasion.
This is... David Lee Roth here, just a gigolo. He left
Van Halen
39 years ago.
85.
Yeah, 39 years ago. venture out into a solo career, and this is what he gave us.
And this,
that's a crazy difference from where he was at.
Although this was a pretty big hit for him.
I would have preferred more of the Van Halen.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. It just doesn't, it doesn't sound correct. It doesn't sound right when you say David Lee Roth. It's not fitting my bill. Our daily fan poll today, sponsored by ER Auto Care, masters of our craft. Today's fan poll at 971thefan.com or on Twitter at 971thefan. How much time would you would it take for you to fill out this math packet that Meredith gave me to print off?
Oh, gosh. I can't wait. We got to get into that tomorrow.
Unit 9, quadratic functions. I'm not going to have it with me tomorrow, but maybe I can get another one.
Oh,
identifying part number one, parts of a quadratic graph. Identifying the vertex and axis of symmetry on a quadratic parabola.
You got to convert the trinomials into point slope. And then I can tell you
Portuguese to me, man.
I can tell you
nothing.
Your vertical shifts, horizontal shifts, you know, depending if you have a coefficient in front of the exponent, how that's going to expand or tighten your parabola. Throw a negative in there, flip it upside down. I mean, there's all kinds of things, Bean.
There's all, you really wanted to get in on this,
I really
this
enjoy
too.
Like that element of geometry. That's kind of my bag.
Who are you cheering for? Which Final Four men's team do you want to win the NCAA tournament? Bama, Connecticut, NC State, or Purdue? NC State leading the way in this thing with over 300 votes, 43%. Purdue at 36%. Connecticut at 20%. Bama with a paltry 1.3% of the vote, which makes sense where we're located. I get it. I understand it. General had so much fun today. What do you say we do it again tomorrow on a big Tuesday, if they allow us? You good with that?
I'm game with that, sir. Let's get it done.
Everybody have a great day. Uncle Bo and the boys, they're up next. We're back live tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to break everything down. Have a good one. Talk to you then. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and happy Monday. Right now, no crashes to let you know about, but we're still watching crews clear out high water over at the intersection of Johnstown Road and Stelzer Road that is near the airport. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stuckerwald.
This is a Fan Action Update.
DJ Burns led North Carolina State, a 7-point underdog, to a win over Duke yesterday in a trip to the Final Four for NC State, the 11th seed. Burns is 6'9", 275 pounds, and will set up a big and tall matchup with 7'4" Zach Edey and Purdue in the Final Four, who beat Tennessee as a 3.5-point favorite. Purdue opens up as a 9.5-point favorite. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Good morning, I'm Eric Reeser. The Final Four is all set. Last two tickets to Phoenix were punched last night. North Carolina State upset Duke 76-64 in the South Regional Final. Wolfpack outscored the Blue Devils 53-37 in the second half, en route to their first Final Four appearance since 1983. NC State will take on Purdue next Saturday in the first national semifinal game. It's the first Final Four appearance for the Boilers since 1980. Zach Edey's 40 points powered Purdue to a 72-66 win over Tennessee. Next Saturday's other national semifinal game will feature Alabama and top-seeded UConn. In the women's NCAA tournament, the last two Final Four tickets are going to be punched tonight. LSU battles Iowa at 7. USC takes on UConn at 9. This update's sponsored by AAA. Even the most skilled drivers experience mishaps on the road. That's why you should join AAA and get the peace of mind that comes with roadside assistance that's just a tap away.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.